Collins. And the creatures of the night on Talk Radio.
Nick Abbott, tomorrow, in fact, Nick Abbott on Saturday, it's actually Nick's last show. You've got to check out the program because the boy does good, as they say. And it's a good show. There's dubious elements to it and elements that I find offensive and wouldn't want my kids to listen to, like the input from Kev the Wonder Shark. He scares pets. He scares little pets and creatures and hairy things because he's so horrible to them.
The whole show without taking a single stinking call.
Tim and Dudley has been hanging on for 34 minutes.
I know, what an idiot. I bet his call's crap too.
Hello, do a suicide pact with your next breeder.
Yeah, okay, you go first.
Why have women never been to the moon? It never needed cleaning.
Nick, I was just gonna say, you'd be pretty popular on Death Row actually, wouldn't you?
What?
You know how that makes me feel?
Right.
I mean,
no, stop doing that, it's so annoying.
I'm so annoying.
Are they serious? There's a Hello magazine and now there's an OK magazine. What's next? Hi.
Nick, where are you going from here?
Away.
The beautiful people. 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 The beautiful people.
Nick Abbott.
I've never heard the rest of this. Is this what it sounds like? We should play all of this. This is great.
This is what we can play, actually.
The beautiful people.
Who is this? Barry Manilow? I love Barry Manilow. How can you not like Barry Manilow? I think that was an old Terry Wogan gag, wasn't it? And it keeps going. What was he talking about?
What was who talking about?
You know.
I don't know.
Is he actually on the air with that stuff?
Ian?
Yes.
Yeah, he is.
He actually has a show?
He does, yeah. He's very good.
He is very good.
Thanks very highly of you. Gave us a big plug. That was actually edited down.
He gave us a big plug.
15 minutes of him going on about how great you are.
Oh, yeah, right. Like he went on about me for 15 minutes. Yeah. So you know what I've got is the demographic breakdown of our audience.
Oh, no.
Right here. I have the technology.
Oh, dear.
You want to know what the people who listen to this show are actually like?
Okay, go on. No, actually, I don't. No.
I have it broken down into male, female, all ages, and what and how classy they are. How classy do you think our audience is on a scale of 1 to 10? Do you think they're classier than the average audience for the station, or less so? Because I can compare and contrast our audience for the average audience of the station on all of these different categories right here.
Uh-oh.
It is my last show, and I don't care anymore. We'll be starting drinking any moment now, I expect.
Did you bring any?
In me, and a bottle that's in the fridge, too. But we should leave that for later.
Is it sparkling?
Yes. The real thing.
Oh, is it?
Yes. Have you ever had the real thing before?
That's a soft drink, isn't it?
Kind of. Yes. Like as opposed to hard drugs. Yes. Soft drinks, no hard drugs.
So you didn't bring any hard drugs?
Just say, meh.
Just say no.
That's right, no. Just say, well,
no.
No. 0500 1053 89 is that the number? Because it's not written up on my screen. That was right off the top of my head, and I've been saying another number today, so I could have made some dreadful mistake there. It's the Arrivederci show. So let's make it fast and speedy. I've got all sorts of different things. I think that we're going to have some celebrity calls this evening from people who work in this building.
What makes you say that?
Because I feel it in my bone, actually.
Really?
Yes. And so we'll be talking to them whenever they call.
Anyone in particular?
Anybody that works on the air in this building is perfectly call. Absolutely. Think they will?
Well?
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out who really loves us. Hey.
No, it's you. I mean, I'll still be here.
Oh, please. People don't listen to me, to this show for me.
But Sick Boy and Nelly are gone. In fact, they were fired twice
week. Actually, I know that we've been kidding about this before, but at 10 o'clock, the both of you, Sick Boy who does the phones and Nelly who does, what is it that you actually do?
Not much.
Not much. He just kind of drapes himself over the furniture and decorates the place.
Leave him alone. He scored.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. What happened with the, do we actually want to go into this? No, he said.
Uh-oh.
Really? Nothing? Because is she listening to this now, the French girl with the pierced tongue?
maybe.
Imagine this, ladies and gentlemen. We've on the one hand, there's like the angelic choir boy from Sunday morning on the BBC.
Yes, that's me.
No.
Oh.
And on the other, is she actually listening?
You've met her now, so you can't say anything bad.
Well, I'm not going to say anything bad. I'm just going to describe her. A French girl, not too keen on underwear, with a pierced tongue. So this is a marriage made in strange land. How did that happen? How did the two of you get together? That's what I don't understand.
Yeah.
Is she nuts?
She says she is.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you keep rabbits at home?
It's a very personal question.
Oh, is that like code for something else? Rabbits? And it's a bit of rabbit tonight?
Well, not that I've ever heard.
Okay, so we've been doing the demographic breakdowns of this audience. And if I was listening to a show like this, I would feel like a part of a little club, right? So I would be keen to know what my fellow clubbers were like. Because you think, you listen to the people on the phone and you think, I'm not like these people because they're, you know, usually insane.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Elizabeth from Cheddar's phone.
If this is a club, should we charge a membership fee?
If your name's not on the list, you're not coming in. And, so that's what I'll be doing, a demographic breakdown of this entire audience. And also, genuine contestants' answers from the ITV game show Family Fortunes. Now,
what, again?
I've done all of these before, but I'm going to go through my favourite ones again because they are so funny, and I'm going to do them all at the same time, not just in dribs and drabs. So there's about 20 of them, which are just hilarious. And I bought two lottery tickets this evening, thereby doubling my chance of losing a pound. So we'll get into it now. It's 0500 1053 89. Let's start speeding along. And here is Elizabeth from Cheddar.
Good evening, Nick.
Elizabeth.
How are you?
I'm great.
Ain't your last show, is it?
Yeah.
So where will you be going from here then? What, will you be doing something else, will you?
Well, I continue to do other things, yeah.
What,
I have many.
You on tally, will you?
I very much doubt it, even though my agent would probably fall to his knees and do whatever it is that Nelly experienced last night with the.
So, what, you be going on another radio station, or will you be coming back here next year on Talk Radio? Or just for a holiday?
Yeah, I'm going on holiday, Elizabeth, for the rest of my life.
Oh, it'll be nice for you. Many happy, many congratulations.
Many congratulations and returns of the day, yes.
Yeah.
So what have you been up to, dear?
I was going to say about the big lottery ticket.
Barely get a word in edgeways. All you ever want to talk about is gambling. What kind of a religious person are you?
No,
Jesus,
I am religious,
doesn't
I'm
want
off my medication now, Nick.
I know, and that's all you ever want to talk about, too. We know you're off your medication.
I'm slimmer of the year. I'm starting my diet today because I have to keep my weight down. So you've got a lot of walk and exercise.
This is like a CV we're going through now. So how much do you weigh now?
I weigh about 9.5 from bathroom scales.
9.5 stone.
Yeah, but I'm 5'3".
And so you used to weigh.
Well, over 19 stone.
19 stone. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen, for 1 minute. She dropped 10 stone in weight. That's as much as, I was going to say Kev weighs, but that would be so far. How much do you weigh, Kev?
I weigh, I don't know. Actually.
A sprightly 15 stone.
Oh, come on, I do not.
So that's tremendous, Elizabeth, and you're off the drugs. That's great.
I'm the champion slimmer of the year.
And you don't do cake.
I got to cut down on my eating now because I was really lucky to lose the weight, really, Nick, because I lost the weight in 1992.
And you haven't found it since?
And what it is, they put me on Lifram, see, and I was on my medication.
So what do you do during the week? Tell us a little insight into your life during the week. What is it that you occupy your life with? Go ahead.
Well, I'm in hospital at the moment getting off my medication. I come from Cheddar, near Cheddar. I was brought up in Cheddar. But what it is, I'm in Wales at the moment, in a hospital.
In Wales?
In Somerset.
Right.
And what it is, I just make cups of coffee, have a chat with people, watch the television, listen to the talk radio.
And what TV do you like?
I like EastEnders. or like the lottery.
Do you actually like? Can I ask you a question about this? Do you actually like the lottery show?
I don't like watching the big ticket. I don't mind winning the money.
Oh, you don't mind? It's not the winning the money part that you don't like. It's the actual show itself. Is there anything about the show that you specifically don't like?
The scratch card game. It's a bit silly, isn't it?
Name names. Who do you not like on the lottery show?
Alfie Turner, though, right? She's a very good presenter.
She's all right.
She's a nice person, yeah.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, talking about that, like, I've had 12 autographs come back from... GMTV.
Well, you wrote to GMTV itself, and you asked for autographs
of... I rung up from, they're going to send me some. I already got 14 Eamon Holmes and Fiona Phillips and all of them on there.
Fiona Phillips. She's and very good.
Dr. Aria Jones.
Right.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
I can't remember the rest, but I got the rest of them.
Okay. Yeah. All right, listen, Elizabeth, well, just the best of luck with your lottery scratch cards, whatever it is that you're doing this evening.
And I wish you the best luck and happiness for all of you.
Happiness, that's, Nick. That's like a, the theme of this evening's show will be happiness. Thanks a lot, Elizabeth.
Yeah, good luck, then.
Bye-bye.
Elizabeth,
bye.
Sorry, Elizabeth, before you go, as this is the last show, who are you really?
Elizabeth Smith.
No.
She's Elizabeth Smith from Cheddar.
Not who you're playing. Who are you really?
Oh,
Champion
leave her alone.
Slimmer of the Year.
Champion Slimmer of the Year.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Yeah, you should have so much will and determination, Kev.
You're fine. Nailed it.
We've got to go, Elizabeth. Thank you, dear.
Bye, then.
Bye-bye. It was Elizabeth from Cheddar. I didn't really like the way that you... That was a beautiful moment. Elizabeth from Cheddar, she's always the first caller. God bless her. And suddenly you were attacking her at the end there. What the hell is wrong with you?
Well, it's the last one, so I'm going to be vicious.
Right, vicious.
Mm. Vicious.
We should play vicious. Do we have it? We should go into the next break with a Lou Reed triple play. We would have... we're not Perfect Day. We don't want that one. We'd have vicious. Not Walk on the Wild Side, that's been done over and over again. Or something else from, I can't remember off the top of my head, I actually have to see the album in front of me. So what do we want now? We want,
to take a break.
Yeah, I know that. But we want actual notices put up in hotels and restaurants abroad that have been translated badly from their mother tongue to ours.
Okay.
In a Hong Kong dress shop, order your summer's suit. Because it's big rush, we will execute customers in strict rotation. In a Vienna hotel, in case of fire, do your utmost to alarm the porter. And in Germany's Black Forest, it is strictly forbidden on our Black Forest camping site that people of different sex, for instance, men and women, live together in one tent unless they are married for that purpose.
Nick Abbott on Talk Radio. Free call 0500 1053 89.
This is a good idea. Somebody sent us one of these disposable cameras to take pictures during the last show.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So there will be a little light nudity as we get nearer to 10. Oh, absolutely.
I'm not taking my clothes off for anybody.
You're not required to. Don't worry about it. It's from a person called James Thomas in Dudley, West Midlands. And it's, it says imitation. What does that mean? Oh, imation. I still don't know what that means. Anyway, it's one of these disposable cameras which I'm unwrapping as I speak. Also, they're printed in a couple of papers just recently. In the 50s, a magazine called Ideal Home, a Housekeeping Monthly, printed a list of what women should do to make their men folk feel comfortable and good about themselves, right? So I'll wait till a woman actually... Oh, here's one. And I'll go through that list because it's actually on the money, absolutely right with this stuff. Let's talk to somebody called Charlotte. Hello, dear.
Hello.
Hello, Charlotte.
Hi there.
Now, you don't sound like a woman to me, you sound like a girl.
I'm a mature lady.
Age?
I'm in my 20s.
In your 20s. 20, you mean?
No.
21?
No.
22?
No. Everybody says I look about 16, but I am a lot older than that, I promise.
23?
No.
24?
No.
No way do you look 16 and you're older than 24.
I'm an amazing individual. I never do drugs, I never do cigarettes, I never do alcohol. I just listen to you every week. You're my drug.
You are amazing and we want you to stay that way.
I'm sure I will. What's I feel up? Better already just talking to you.
What's up, Charlotte?
Well, I've just left university. I've got my degree. Now what do I do?
Well, okay. Well, here's the question. What's your degree in?
Script writing for film and television.
Excuse me?
Hey, it's a proper degree.
It's a proper degree from what kind of a university? The University of Brixton?
Bournemouth.
Script writing is a degree course now. You can't be serious.
I'm serious.
How many years did it take you to do that?
3 whole years of
I don't believe this. I mean, next they'll be having a degree in leisure.
Well, sounds good to me. I think that's what you've been doing every week, isn't it?
Okay, tell me. I don't really... I mean, I'm really genuinely amazed. There's a degree... You're a BA.
I will be if I pass.
In script writing?
That's right.
I don't understand.
Well, maybe you should have come and done a degree with me.
I'm sure that most people listening to this don't understand either. Like, explain how you... What?
Well, we've just finished writing a full screenplay.
Yeah.
And the idea is that, you know, that's kind of like our ticket to the industry. But, I don't think mine was very good. So
well, okay, what's the film about?
It was about, an ice cream factory and a little girl and an evil woman. And they all kind of just tussled about the film, really. But, you know, you never know. I could get it made by Disney, I think.
Anybody die?
No, but someone was struck by lightning.
Any sex at all?
In a children's film?
Oh, it's a children's... Excuse me, it's a children's film.
Yeah, we're not in Sweden.
More's the pity, eh? The things we could get away with in Sweden.
Wow, we could take photographs as well with that camera.
That's right, there would be a little light nudity going on, like, on a weekly basis. We'd be getting into, you know, advanced positions before 10 o'clock with this throwaway camera.
We'd be on grade 6 music.
That's right, and when we take it to your high street chemist to get developed, they wouldn't freak out and call the police. They'd probably call the party line and invite us over.
Brilliant. Sounds good to me. And what about aid? How am I going to get news of aid after tonight?
There is no news of aid. The news of aid remains the same, I'm afraid. It's the same story over and over and over again.
One day we've got to change his name to Laid Aid.
It'll never happen. Never ever going to get it. You don't feel in a charitable mood, do you, Charlotte?
Well, you know, he works in a biscuit factory. I was, you know, thinking of something a bit better than that, really. Chocolates, I would go for. But
if he worked if he brought home huge amounts of chocolate, because do you know what that does to you?
It does everything to me.
Absolutely, and that would really do it for you.
Yeah, and why don't we have a get together, like a party for your regular listeners?
Oh yeah, absolutely, yeah.
I mean, can you imagine it?
Am I invited?
Elizabeth and Cheddar, Mr. Carl, Aid, all in one room.
I think that I'm a bit busy that night, but thanks for the...
You'll make an amazing sandwich.
Thanks for the thought. A sandwich? Oh, you're not talking about what I'm thinking, are you? Oh, God, that is the most repulsive thing I have ever heard. What are you pointing at, Kev?
The clock.
Oh, the clock. We gotta go, Charlotte.
Oh, no.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
0500 1053 89. We have a new game, by the way. We've gone through the game, and now we have the butt challenge. Or, as I like to call it, the butt surprise. What's wrong with that?
Do you have a prize in mind?
Yeah, you get to come over and,
No, you don't.
Pucker up. Mm. 0500 1053 89. It's a free call. We're coming back with, looks like Carol McGiffin is, is that really you, dear? Carol?
Hello?
Carol.
Hello, darling.
I'm going to put you on hold.
Oh, not again.
I love this job.
Nick Abbott on Talk Radio.
I think I should give away all of the props that I've been using over the course of this run. I should give away my shaking plum, my shaking pear, and, my farting cup. Hey, Carol. Carol?
Press the button.
Carol?
You gotta press the button and then I come on. I mean, on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in real life, too.
Well, no. Nickers, listen.
Yes.
It's not really your last show, is it?
Goodbye. Goodbye. I'm leaving you.
Yeah.
No, I can't. No.
No.
No. No. No, right. It's just no. There's no way.
Not no. Yes.
Oh, Nickers, it's just too appalling. I can't believe it.
Where have you been this week? Have you been anywhere gorgeous and delightful?
Where I've been this week? No. No, I've not been abroad.
You're going abroad next week?
No, I'm not going abroad next week.
When are you next going abroad?
Maybe in the next few weeks.
In the next few weeks?
No, June.
Blimey. Where are you going?
I'm going to go to Ireland.
Ireland? I haven't got any music for Ireland.
Well, that's abroad, almost. I've got to get on a plane, I've got to cross sea, I've got to go to a different place. It's not exactly abroad, I know, but it's not Spain. I'm not going to go to Spain again.
Can't you go to Amsterdam? I've got music for Amsterdam.
I don't know. Have you been to Amsterdam? This year we're off to sunny Spain. That's Spain. Nicholas, completely wrong, that's Spain. No, I'm not going abroad.
Now she's a critic.
What?
Now she's a critic. You could bring me back some tulips, wouldn't that be nice? I'd love a bunch of tulips around about now.
Tulips from Amsterdam? Yeah. We're talking of tulips. Do you know where I went this week? I went to the Athenaeum Hotel to interview Patrick Stewart.
You went to the Chelsea
Flower Show?
No, oh. I went to... No. I went to a hotel to interview somebody about a film. Do you know who Patrick Stewart is?
Patrick Stewart, he's,
Star Trek bloke.
No, that's not
he
it.
He took he's, over the Starship Enterprise from Captain Kirk, right?
No, that's not it. It'll come to me in a minute. He's,
he is Captain Jean-Luc Picard.
Yeah, pick your own, never mind.
Anyway, I went to interview him, and he's in a film that, it's called Dad Savage.
I very much doubt that.
No, he is. He's in a film called Dad Savage. It's a British film, and it's set in Lincolnshire, and he's a tulip farmer. And that's the truth.
Really?
Yeah, so tulips, and, you know, it's all tied in. It's all a horrible coincidence.
And what's he like as a poison?
He's marvellous.
Is he?
He was very nice to me, because I got his name wrong. Speak. Because when I interviewed him, I said, you play Jean-Luc Picardy.
Picardy? No, that's
yeah.
That's what you do when you're trying to get the wool back from one of those button-up jumpers.
Well, you know, basically I got his name wrong.
You silly moo.
But it was the nerve. It was the nerve. He's such a big star.
Oh, yeah. He's
such
a big star that no one has ever heard of him.
Well, I don't know about Star Trek, Nickers. What about you?
Do I know about Star Trek?
Are you a Star Trek?
No, Star Trek is for geeky kids who have no life, Kev.
Yeah, Kev's into it.
I know, yeah.
When I said to Kev, I'm going to interview Patrick Stewart now, he almost...
Wet himself, yeah.
He did. He definitely did.
Reached for a box of man-sized Kleenex tissues.
He did. He definitely did. Mm-hmm. And so I went to interview Patrick Stewart, knowing nothing about Star Trek. I know nothing about Star Trek. And do you know what he said to me? He said, don't worry. He said, there's nothing to be ashamed of. There's nothing to be ashamed of not knowing about Star Trek. So before I was offered the part... I knew nothing.
But he's a serious actor, though, isn't he? I mean, he's actually Shakespeare Company, isn't he?
Oh, he's a one big, of them. He's an honorary member of the Shakespeare something or other.
Right,
yeah.
So he probably wants to talk about anything but Star Trek.
Well, I didn't talk about Star Trek, because I don't know about Star Trek.
Well, that would probably please him tremendously, because every geek he sees probably wants to talk about, you know, and in episode 105, when the Klingon, you know, all that crap.
Well, yeah, he seemed quite pleased when he said, look, don't be ashamed. There's nothing wrong about nothing about Star Trek. So he seemed quite happy about that. I talked about his new film, which is very good. And it goes out on the Weekend Breakfast Show with Paul and I in 2 weeks' time. So.
Oh, so this wasn't just, having a chat with me. You're talking adverts now for your show. Is that what it is?
Yeah, you know, I'm plugging my show. It's your last show. It's the only chance I've got to plug it on a Saturday night. You have such a huge audience, Nickers.
Well, I can't compete with you, dear, as you know, because I've seen the audience...
Have you?
Profile, yeah, I've seen the whole...
I haven't.
I've seen the whole graph.
How does it look?
Pretty good over here. Yes, we are kicking major ass over here.
Yeah, well, is that why you're leaving?
Yeah, that's right, too popular. Mm. I'm embarrassing everybody else on the station, yeah, they insisted I leave.
Well, Nickers, I've only got one thing to say about that.
Don't say it.
No!
Yeah.
It's a comedy, no. I can't bear the fact that you're leaving. Don't leave.
I'm going.
You can't.
So what are you doing tomorrow? Is Paul Ross going to call me tonight? We're going to go out for a drink on Thursday, right?
Yes, we are, yeah, cool. Definitely.
What's he like?
I told him to call you. He said he was going to.
What is Paul Ross actually like as a person?
Vile.
Is he?
Yeah. He's a vile person.
you'll hate him. But he can be really, really nice. We gave you, we talked about you a lot this morning. You wouldn't have been awake,
yeah,
but we
right.
did talk about you.
Mm-hmm.
We did. We did. We said, don't miss Nick Abbott's last show. A lot. And we're really upset that it's your last show.
Right, so there go my numbers through the floor. Ladies and gentlemen, it could only have been Carol McGiffin. Time to get back on the
booze.
Gotta have a laugh.
Across the UK on 10:53 and 10:89 AM. This is Talk Radio.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Nikki Harvey. There's been a resounding yes to the Northern Ireland peace deal. Independent Radio News.
You're listening to Talk Radio, the nation's interactive station.
I think she broke down at the end there. What's the matter with her? I think the batteries have run out in that woman. Poor dear. Independent. It's like, shall I bother with the rest of it? No, the hell with it. Radio News.
I think what it was because she realised she had 5 seconds to go.
And so she was filling yeah. 5 seconds with independent. 5 seconds, well, so what?
So she went, Independent Radio News.
Why does she have 5 seconds to fill it? I don't understand.
I don't know. Maybe she read the news too fast.
No, but she has to come out at a certain time?
Yeah.
Why?
It was exactly 2 minutes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Seemed like much longer. Why does it have to be exactly 2 minutes? Who cares? Well, I can understand starting on time, because people would like to know exactly what time it is, but finishing on time, who cares? Is that the stipulation? Is that the requirement of our contract with that news provider that they only do 2 minutes, not more or less? Not a penny more and not a penny less, as Jeffrey Archer would say. I started reading his book the other day because we were sent it somewhere else that I work. God.
He's a very rich and very powerful man.
I know he is. Unbelievable.
Oh, it's Nelly, could you get me some water, please? Because I had some of your chocolate there. It's very nice.
It's very nice. I'm taking you guys all out for dinner later.
Hooray!
Hooray!
Could you sound any more enthusiastic, please? It's going to cost me a lot of money.
Is it? Are you paying then?
Yes, I'm paying. What part of I'm going to take you out for dinner didn't you understand? I am paying.
Well, that's remarkable.
Well, it deserves a bit more of a cheer. I'll just say it again. Hey, guys, I'm taking you all out for dinner after the show.
Hooray! Yeah!
We're going to go Dutch. 0500 1053 89 free call.
Yeah. And it's Talk Radio Satellite weather.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight.
It's the second last time we're going to be doing this.
Yeah, I know. Sad, isn't it? I'm upset now. Tonight, a cloudy evening everywhere. Wales and southern England will remain dry. No, will remain dry. Whilst the rest of the British Isles will experience patchy rain. Is your machine working properly?
Yes.
A maximum temperature of 10 degrees Celsius. 10 degrees Celsius. And a minimum. A minimum temperature.
It's too darn
of 8 degrees.
It's too darn hot.
Celsius. Tomorrow, cloudy conditions continue in all parts.
The weather outside is frightful.
What is wrong with you?
But the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
That's what Charlie Sheen says. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, he says.
Oh. Southwest England will be dry and bright. What is the matter with you?
You're crazy.
Whilst elsewhere, there will be the chance of patchy rain and drizzle.
The sun has got his hat on. Hip, hooray!
Hooray! And it's coming out tomorrow.
The maximum temperature is 20 degrees Celsius tomorrow. The minimum temperature.
Nobody can take that song seriously again, can they? Like Flash by Queen. Anybody that listens to this show, every time they hear that on their local pathetic people radio station, it's going to be... They're going to be singing...
14 degrees Celsius.
14?
14.
Is that the minimum? Do the whole show without taking a single stinking call.
Tim and Dudley has been hanging on for 34 minutes.
I know, what an idiot. I bet his call's crap, too.
Hello, do a suicide pact with your next freelance.
Yeah, okay, you go first.
Why have women never been to the moon? It never needed cleaning.
Nick, I was just going to say, you'd be pretty popular on Death Row, actually, wouldn't you?
What?
You know how that makes me feel?
Right.
I mean...
No, stop doing that. It's so annoying.
I'm so annoying.
Are they serious? There's a Hello magazine and now there's an OK magazine. What's next? Hi.
Nick, where are you going from here?
Away.
The beautiful people. 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 The beautiful people.
Nick Abbott.
Hello, it's our show, for want of a better word, or something else beginning with SH. Can anybody else think of a word that begins with SH? Hands up.
No. Shout.
Very good. The boy gets a banana.
Shun.
He's on a roll.
Shin.
Oh. My life passed before me for a second there. I thought you were going to say shirt.
Ship.
Oh, stop. No, really, stop.
Shine.
Oh, blimey. Okay, let's do them numbers and then we can forget about y'all balls.
I've forgotten about those numbers. Yuri Geller's on a Monday.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Why is Yuri Geller still working? He's a bazillionaire. Have you seen his place? There was a... I know I've been going on about this, but I've never seen such lavish luxury in all my entire life. You could fit my whole flat in his bathroom. He did one of those OK Yar magazine things, or some supplement, and I went around his colossal marble-encrusted pile, and I have never seen anything like it in my life. Why does he still work? If I had his money, I wouldn't lift a finger. I'd have other people to lift my fingers for me. I have people running towards me at my every beck and call, pulling my finger for me. Anybody want to come in here and pull my finger?
Pull my
finger. Personal favour?
Pull my finger.
Okay, get on with it. It's a rollover, isn't it? It's a guaranteed £20 million super draw on your suckhole national lottery.
No, 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 it's very good as well, you know.
So I bought two numbers, two sets of numbers, and I bet not one single stinking number comes up.
I mean, I've got a good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Eight.
Eight. I've got seven and nine.
Oh, no.
So that's a... Oh, there's nothing on that button. There you go. Eight. I'm in good spirits about it, though. Carry on.
20.
20? Oh, blimey. Jumping over almost every single other number I've got. No, I've got, no, in fact, no. Actually, no.
20.
Thinking about it, no, no, I don't have 20. Thanks for asking.
Good
bastard. Yes?
24.
Oh, God damn it. You know, one time I'm going to actually buy... Oh, and I tried this before, I know, all of the numbers, and then I'm going to buy other sets of numbers that are either side of the, my original choice, because that's all that ever comes up. No, I've not got 24, I've got 23.
What about 35?
No, I am a loser, baby. So why don't you kill me?
What about 43?
No.
47?
No.
Or the bonus ball?
Who cares? Go ahead and say it anyway. I'm past caring.
No, I don't want you to.
Tell me what it is.
No.
You don't tell me what that bonus ball is. I'm going to come in there and insert this ticket in you.
32.
Why have I always been a failure, by the way? Here's a call. Who's been waiting the longest? Robert. Rhonda. Hello.
Hello, Nick.
Robert.
Last show, is it?
That's correct.
Oh, good things must come to an end. Anyway, before I start, I know you don't do requests, but my sister's gone on holiday. And she likes one of these songs you play. So can you play It's Too Darn Hot full after?
In full?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll think about it. Go ahead.
All right. Can we go with the game? We've got a butt game now, though.
Well, I've got the... Yes, would you like the butt surprise?
Yeah, get all wrong, go on.
Can I interest you in the butt surprise, sir?
Yeah, as long as you don't smell.
Butt.
Oh, what? Swan Bulger.
butt.
Oh, the level on that was awful.
Oh, well, she's very quiet.
I'm a reason.
Wow, this kid's good.
Oh, well.
But...
Ooh, that's an odd one.
She's got a great butt.
Carol McGishin.
Butt.
Oh, you.
You're a loser, baby. Oh, so why don't we kill you?
Sarah.
Oh, five... What?
Sarah.
0500 1053 89. You know, everybody was whining. Oh, I better take some of these calls before I go off on one. Here's one in Surrey called Simon. Hello.
Hello.
Simon.
How you doing?
All right.
All right.
Anybody in there, by the way, know how to work one of these throwaway cameras? Because I've just tried to take a picture in here and I can't.
No, funny that. Don't go and help him.
Why?
You look in the hole and push the button.
What do you mean, don't go and help me? The hell does that mean, don't go and help me?
I don't want my picture taken.
Yes, figure that out.
You don't want to take Kev's picture,
anyway. Everybody's getting their picture taken. We're going to send it, and this kid apparently is going to put it on the net. Oh, that's right. The guy that did my website specifically requested that I put people in the direction of the site, right? Because, as he said, if there's any new news, then that's where it will appear about me. I consult the site that he's made to figure out what I'm doing that week.
What are you doing?
He finds
week?
Out before I know.
So what are you doing?
I don't know. I haven't logged on yet.
Oh.
So it's something like www.compura. Something. So just there it is. Do a search on me and all, you know, all many and various. He's won awards, this bloke. He's it's all very good. He's very talented and so on and so forth. So, you know, support your local log honour. What were we talking about? Simon?
Hiya, how you doing?
Great.
I thought you cut me off completely.
No, carry on, go ahead.
Oh, are you sure? Well, apart from being terribly upset it's your last show, but I can listen to you at other times.
Yeah.
Hope you kick butt tonight.
Kicking ass.
Are you going to, are you?
I don't know. We'll find out. Call me at 10.
I was just looking through my magazines, as I do.
Excuse me? Magazines? What kind of magazines are they, then?
Mm.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And the latest craze in Tokyo is the Alcatraz, a themed diner where food is served to handcuffed patrons in concrete cell booths.
Really?
And they sit on bars and all the rest of it. Apparently, whatever turns the Chinese on.
Not Chinese, surely.
Japanese.
The Japanese, yeah.
Yeah, they're all a bit weird out there.
All of them.
All of them.
Except probably not.
Oh yes, none of them are weird.
Just as long as we don't start picking on Muslims. The Japanese, I think you're okay there because they're fine with it.
What's wrong with the Muslims?
Nothing. That's what I'm saying. Nothing is wrong with the Muslims. I'd like to be on record right now.
Nothing wrong with the Arabs
at all.
No. Or Israelites.
No. Especially not them.
What about the Incas?
The Incas.
Mm.
Inca Dinka Do. There ain't no Incas left.
How do you know?
I've checked. So that's bizarre. They have the themed restaurant is prison now. I guess that there's nothing else to do. In London, we've got the Cheers restaurant. They've sort of mocked up the Cheers studio of the old TV show. There's Planet Hollywood, and there's the Fashion Cafe, and there's a film. There's another one by the Planet Hollywood people that's opening soon. I can't remember what it is. Oh, it's music. There's a music-related thing that's going to take over business from, they hope, the Hard Rock, and there's a... Bill Wyman from the Stones, he's got his own themed restaurant. There's every kind of themed restaurant you could possibly imagine, except one that serves good food.
Mm,
the amount of places that I've been lately that's been like average food, like so many places. And you know, you can spend, you can go to a restaurant for two and spend 70, 80 pounds, and the food is like, meh. You know, it's like, yeah, I could have done that.
You could.
It's like modern art. I could have done that.
Well, I'll find a good...
Damien?
So you're taking the guys out to a fast food restaurant, then?
Yes, I am. Yes, absolutely. It's on me.
Well, cheap and cheerful.
Yeah. No, literally, the food will be on me. And that's the...
All over you.
That's correct, yes.
That's the idea,
isn't it, really?
A spoon
and a straw. Yeah. Okay, listen, we've got to go because Kev's going nuts, but it's been fabulous.
Okay.
Or something like that.
Let Kev go mad.
Absolutely, yeah.
Carry on.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Carol McGiffin is waiting for a quick word. Carol, can I put you on hold?
Oh, no.
So, we're going to go away to come back again. What?
Was that a cue?
Does it sound like a cue to you? When 6 minutes past the break, I say we're going to go away to come back again. Now, which part of that didn't you understand?
It didn't sound like one.
Okay, let me explain this in words that even you
in
will
words?
Understand. You are a colossal
alien abduction. Could it happen? Has it happened? Only 10 years ago, a national radio program on alien abduction would have been unthinkable. But it's here. The Prince of the Paranormal, Uri Geller, is back on Talk Radio this bank holiday evening at 7. Alien abduction. Talk to Uri Geller, Monday evening at 7 on Talk Radio. There's a good argument for listening. This is Talk Radio.
Here we go.
Recall 0500 1053 89 now. Nick Abbott.
Yo, 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 yo. Mother. Carol.
Nickers.
Carol.
Nickers.
Carol.
Listen. Now, you're going to be there till 10 o'clock, aren't you, at least?
Yeah.
So, you're not me and my friend Laura...
No way, you're not. You're not coming to dinner with us.
No.
Remember the last time that we went to dinner? How embarrassing was that? God, you...
What?
Almost,
what was it?
Almost had to pour you out the door. People were tutting. Here, there's some,
No, they were!
No, they absolutely were. I can never show my face in that restaurant again. You were smashed on arrival.
I was a bit drunk. I'm always drunk, you know me.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not always drunk, no. But, you know.
Okay.
I like a bit of a booze.
Now, are you going...
Sorry, anyway, what?
Are you going out with anybody at the moment?
No.
Okay, this will probably explain why. This is back in the 50s, a magazine called Housekeeping Monthly, and this has been reprinted in a couple of papers lately. I meant to read this a few weeks ago, so I'm going to do it now. This is The Good Wife's Guide, okay? Tips on how to be a good woman to your man. Are you listening?
Oh, I don't know if I want to.
A paper?
But go on, yeah.
You need
yeah,
a pencil
listen.
And a piece of paper, okay? Because this is the sort of stuff that you need to get down.
No, let me just get a tape in so that I can tape the whole bloody thing that you say.
Have dinner ready. Plan ahead. Even the night before to have a delicious meal ready on time for his return.
No.
This is a way of letting him know that you have been thinking about him and are as concerned about his needs.
No.
Most men are hungry when they come home, and the prospect of a good meal, especially his favorite dish, is part of the warm welcome needed.
No.
Are you with me so far?
No.
Prepare yourself. Take 15 minutes to rest so you'll be refreshed when he arrives. Touch up your makeup. Put a ribbon in your hair and be fresh-looking. He has just been with a lot of work-weary people.
No. He's just been with a load of prostitutes.
No, that's Paul.
That's libel.
No, I'm not saying that... Those are just his workmates, is what I'm saying.
Right. Okay, go on. Is there more?
There's a tremendous amount more.
No, Nickers, you know I'm not... You know me.
Silence.
You know that I'm never going to be able
woman.
To deal with that.
Now, here we go again, okay?
Go
ready?
On.
Be a little gay.
I feel pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and gay.
Be a little gay and a little more interesting for him.
We're all a little gay.
His boring day may need a lift, and one of your duties is to provide it.
Right, okay, because that's the most important thing in the world, isn't it?
Over the cooler months of the year, you should prepare a little light fire for him to unwind by. Your husband will feel he has reached a haven of rest and order, and it will give you a lift too. After all, catering for his comfort will provide you with immense personal satisfaction.
Oh, this is making me ill.
Be happy to see him.
Now, I've read this.
Now, this next one is very important. I want you to listen carefully to this,
go on,
okay?
Go on, yeah.
Listen to him. You may have a dozen important things to tell him, but the moment of his arrival is not the time. Let him talk first. Remember, his topics of conversation are more important than yours.
Now, this is lifted from the 50s.
Now, if only I could drum that last one into your head.
Nickers, you know that I will always give way to what you have to say. I have no choice, because you have the button there, and you can just
pull the fader down, and I'm out of here. You know that.
Four more to go. Don't complain if he's late home for dinner, or even if he stays out all night. Count this as minor compared to what he might have gone through that day.
Yeah. No.
Arrange his pillow.
Yeah, right.
And offer to take off his shoes.
No.
Now, this next one is going to be really hard for you, okay?
Go on.
Speak in a low, soothing and pleasant voice.
What, like this?
Don't ask him questions about his actions or question his judgment or integrity. Remember, he is the master of the house, and as such will always exercise his will with fairness and truthfulness. You have no right to question him.
I am speechless. I can't believe that.
And finally, a good wife always knows her place. I don't think I could have said it better myself. You can't knock a hole in that, Carol. That should be...
No,
that
can't.
List should be your watchwords for the rest of your life.
Oh, get lost! That is the most appalling load of trash I've ever heard in my entire life. And I have read it before. You got it out of a paper, didn't you?
Yeah, and still you're not learning? Good God, woman, how difficult is this stuff? It's perfectly simple.
You are so bad.
You know that it's the truth, though. If you would only adhere to these guidelines, you'd be a lot more popular.
Popular with whom?
With whom?
Anyway, me and my friend are coming down to take a photo of you.
No way.
No, we are.
What friend?
Me and my friend, Laura.
Ah, see, a woman friend. See, that's the problem.
A girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. She's my girlfriend,
right.
And we're coming down to take a Polaroid photo. Forget about those stupid, you know, those cameras that you just dispose of. They're rubbish, right?
Well, it's nothing to do with me. We're just some bloke sent it in. He's constructing a website. And he wants some pictures to put on the site. So we're going to be.
Of course he is.
We're going to be taking them
of
during the course of the
he
show.
Is.
Kev's going to be doing a little light striptease action a little later on, and we're all feeling bilious just thinking about it.
But
listen, I will. Are you coming in before we go off the air?
Yeah, I'm coming in to take a Polaroid of you.
Okay, well then we've spoken enough for the moment.
I'll be there in 10 minutes, but I'll be there for 10 seconds, then I have to leave and go to sleep and everything like that, you know, because I'm on it for.
Right. Well, when you come in, I want you to remember speak in a low, soothing, and pleasant voice, and know your place.
Okay.
Is that quite clear?
Yes.
It was Carol McGiffin. 0500 1053 89. It's a free call. I've still got the audience demographics. What are these people like? Like, you know, I have often sat here doing this show and thought, what are these people like? Because you can't judge an audience by the people who call, right? Impossible. You can't do it. Because mostly, I would never call a radio show. Would you call a radio show, Kev?
No way.
So they're not indicative of the audience as a whole, so we want to find out exactly what the people are like who listen to this. We've also got the very best genuine contestants' answers from the ITV game show Family Fortunes. I'm laughing just thinking about that one. And many and various other different things. Here's a couple of those notices put up in foreign establishments, badly translated from their mother tongue to English. An ad by a Hong Kong dentist. Teeth extracted by the latest Methodists. And in a Rome laundry. Ladies, leave your clothes here and spend the afternoon having a good time.
Nick Abbott on Talk Radio. Free call 0500 1053 89.
Hello, I'm Paul Ross, and contrary to what Nick Abbott says, I am not a prostitute. Just a tart.
Yeah. Choose life.
Yeah.
Choose a job.
Yeah.
Choose a career.
Right.
Choose a family.
What?
Choose a big television.
Right.
Choose washing machines, cars, compact displays and electrical tin openers.
Oh, right, yeah.
Choose leisure wear and matching luggage.
Yeah.
Choose a three-piece suite on hire, purchase and a range of fabrics.
What?
Choose DIY and wondering who'd are on a Sunday morning.
No.
Choose sitting on that couch watching mind-numbing, spirit-crushing game shows, stuffing junk food into your mouth.
Yeah.
Choose rotting away at the end of it all in a miserable home, nothing more than an embarrassment to the selfish brats that you sponsor and place yourself.
Oh, right. Right, yeah.
Choose your future. Choose life.
Oh, right, yeah.
I chose not to choose life. I chose something else.
Booze.
Choose.
Booze.
Choose.
Booze.
Choose
booze.
Choose
booze.
It's Creative Kev's
choose booze.
Best moment.
Choose
booze.
What genius. And we have some kind of prize, don't we?
We do. And we didn't rip this off. We didn't find it in the street or anything. This is an actual prize.
Yeah.
It's brand new.
Uh-huh.
It's very exciting. You know, the Lotus Elise that we gave away a couple of weeks ago? Well,
yes.
Yeah,
well,
I remember that.
But the station didn't. Well, I was thinking as the grand prize. What sums up this show?
What goes with the Lotus Elise?
What goes with the Lotus Elise? Yeah. What, you know, because we have to, we're quite high rent on this program.
Excuse me?
We're high rent.
Rent?
Yes.
There's no rent on this show.
Yes, there is.
We're perfectly legal and above board. We earn our money in a legal manner. No, there's, I don't believe there's a single rent.
Yes.
So, on this show.
We were thinking, what goes with the Lotus Elise? What would complement that as a major prize? And what would get us some press coverage as well? Because, as you know, in the radio industry, that's very, very important.
It is.
So, we contacted some manufacturers, and we've come up with a... Well, personally, I think it's quite an astonishing prize.
Oh, get on with it.
You could win a personally autographed, by Nick and by the whole team here, including Sick Boy, once he learns to write, you could win a brand new, not ripped off, traffic cone.
What?
Traffic cone.
What?
Traffic code.
What?
It's a brand new traffic cone.
Where is it?
Direct, do you want it?
Yes.
Yeah, Nelly, it's down in,
it.
In my room, thanks. So it's a traffic cone, it's brand new, it's completely, it's okay, and just imagine...
And get me two knives and a Bunsen burner.
Just imagine the fun you can have with your very own Nick Abbott autographed traffic cone.
How big is it?
Well, let's just say that they're not going to be able to put it through your post box.
Really? And how big's the traffic cone?
Let's just say that they're not going to be able to put it through your post box.
Well, that's the most bizarre prize I've ever heard of in my life. So we're actually going to give away a traffic cone?
Yeah, and it's not one we lifted off the street either, before anyone thinks that we can't actually afford prizes.
So this is not
show.
A dirty, used traffic cone. This is a virginal, clean, unused, not been spent traffic. It hasn't even touched tarmac. Am I right?
That is correct.
And it's going to be signed by everybody in the station?
Well, we can have it signed by everyone at the station, or... by
or not.
Everyone on this team. But if you win, we'll ask you the message that you want Nick to write.
Well, maybe they won't. Maybe they want it just clean.
Well, if
maybe they won't want us to write on it.
So they can
maybe
use
they,
it.
Maybe they couldn't give a rat's ass about us writing on their cone. Maybe they'd want it just, you know, as is.
All right, here he goes. It's a traffic cone.
It is a traffic cone. It doesn't. It's dirty.
Well, it's only dirty because the stuff that they make it out of, and it's been sort of like sitting. Out a little bit, but it's not been used.
Yeah, it's been sitting out in the M1. Look at it. No, seriously, it's disgusting.
It's... Nelly, wipe that down. And the cone as well while you're at it.
Yeah. They're quite heavy, aren't they?
Yeah. Imagine the fun the postman will... How are you going to disguise that, do you think, when you're sending it to
You know
someone?
What these are good for?
stopping people from driving at...
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, it looks mildly repulsive. Is it actually dirty, or is that...
I think that's the stuff it's made from, actually.
Oh, it comes pre-dirted. It's not actually dirty, it just looks like it is.
Because they make them out of, like...
Yeah, it looks like it's made out of sort of recycled plastic.
Yeah.
Recycled, toilet paper, it looks like.
No, I don't think so.
I don't feel I need to wash my hands just having touched it. But, no, it's a thing of rare beauty,
yeah.
And you can paint it or do anything you like with it.
Have it sitting in the corner of your bedroom.
Yes.
With your own personal message from Nick.
Yeah, you could have it, like, by the bottom of your bed to prevent any unwanted intruders parking themselves there. Kev, I know how difficult it is in your life fending off a female of the species.
No, that's not the case.
Absolutely it
no,
is.
No, it is not.
How many people have you been out with this week?
One? Yeah.
Anybody you know?
Well, yes. I hope so.
Is she aware of your tainted past?
She listens to this program, so probably, yeah.
Well, she is now. Yeah. So how many people is it that you've dallied with over the past 6 months?
Over the past 6 months?
Yeah. Any idea at all? Take off your socks so you can count your toes as well?
That's not the case. That is not the case at all. Well, we're on the subject. Nick, how many people have you dallied with over the past 6 months?
Well, thanks for asking.
That's okay. At least you're honest.
Let's get a person called Mike in Loughton. Hello.
Nick.
Mike.
I want to talk about the football today, Saudi Arabia and England.
Did you see it?
Yeah, it was the most boring thing on earth.
Really?
Yeah, and what I think about Glenn Hoddle is...
It sounds like he's just dropped down the... Like he was maybe walking along on his mobile and there was one of those grates over drains. I fell down one of them once. We almost sued the council. I've got scars on my knee to prove it. And, you know, it was open. It sounded for all the world as though he dropped down it. Because that's what... if you put your ear to the drain hole, that's what it sounds like. You know, if you're in a bath and you put your ears underneath the water... You ever done that? You put your ears underneath the water in the bath and you can hear the drain kind of gurgling away like that?
Oh, yeah, I've not done that, but not since I was eight.
Eight. All sorts of different attractive sounds you can... Because it really amplifies every sound that you would care to make in the bath. Like that.
Ah, jacuzzi.
No, I don't. But thanks for asking. I was unintentionally rude.
Who are you and what is this?
And what is the verb tacuzzi? 0500 10 53 89. It's a free... That was unbelievable, by the way. We lost to Saudi Arabia. What was the score? I've been a bit out of it this afternoon. I didn't pay much attention. Did we draw or lose? The bloke's gone now.
Nelly, find out.
Nobody knows here?
Well, somebody will know.
We've just followed an entire afternoon of football. Who was listening? Somebody must know. Did we draw or lose?
Well, just punch up somebody.
Either way, we didn't win, right? We did not win, correct?
Well, that's the first
time. So that is pathetic. I mean, Saudi Arabia, please, they don't even have any grass out there. Of course, if you get caught with grass in Saudi Arabia, they'll chop your lips off. Seriously. And what is all this stuff about those nurses? Are like, you know, innocent or not, the press has been banging on about how appalling they are in Saudi Arabia, and we know they are. I mean, it's just like from the Stone Ages is that society. But seriously, it's expressing shock that police fitted up two suspects. Like, that doesn't happen here. Barely a week goes by in this country that people aren't released from prison having spent the last 30 years there for something that they didn't do because the police fabricated the evidence against them and made up their confessions and planted the bloody glove on them and so on and so forth. Am I right? It's like barely a week goes by and they'll come out having spent 30 years inside and the government will at once say, sorry about that. You know, we've just completely ruined your life. There's 30 years you'll never get back. You didn't do it. Sorry! Yeah, it happens every week in this country, and we're shocked that it also happens in Saudi Arabia. Please! Thinking of doing a little light torture later on during the show. Anybody like to go first?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Right, here's one in Walsall. Hello, Matt.
Hello?
Matt.
Rose, I'd just like to say how good your show is.
Oh, that's very nice of you. Thanks. I like yours too.
Do you ever watch Men Behaving Badly?
No, I don't. Never have done, no.
Well, I got this mate called Rich, yeah? And he rabbles real bad. And, like, just after he's finished rabbling, he feels his head's going to explode, you know what I mean?
No, not really. Here's one in Ilford called Sue. Hello.
Hello.
Sue.
Hello, Nick.
Whatever the hell my name is, yes.
Sorry. Yeah. Well, I just phoned up to tell you what sort of listener you get.
Okay.
You asked about, you said you wanted to know what we all like.
Well, I have the statistics in front of me at the moment.
We're do you want to know which paper we read? That sort of thing.
Do you want what, sorry?
Do you want to know which sort of paper we read?
Go ahead, tell me the spot.
Ilford Recorder. So it doesn't have nothing about any of these girls in, or nothing about pop stars or gossip columns like your lot do.
Girls? What girls?
These nurses.
Oh, those nurses.
I haven't figured in our paper.
I thought you were talking about the Spice Girls.
Yo, tell me what I want, what I really, really want. Oh, tell me what you want.
But it's the nurses you're talking about.
Well, but the thing is, the woman that was on the phone to you earlier, she was going on about not wanting to be like a proper housewife, right?
What, Carol?
Who was she? I don't know. She was a woman that was speaking to you.
Yeah, I know. Some woman, yes.
And she was mocking that housewife survey.
How dare she?
Well, I don't think it's funny because that's the sort of woman I am.
Is it?
Yes.
And do you have a husband?
I do, for the last 20 years.
Is he smiling constantly?
Well, he's out tonight. He's at a club. A working men's club, not a dance club.
Well, you know what goes on in working men's clubs.
They drink and they smoke and they play billiards.
and...
Mm-hmm.
And...
That's it.
Anything else you can think of?
Well, there's a cabaret, but it's only clean.
Oh,
they
yeah.
have some, a bloke singing My Way.
Is that... is this what he has described?
I've been there myself. I know exactly what it's like.
Right, you've been there on women's nights?
I don't have women's nights.
So women are ordinarily allowed into this club?
Well, they can go in with their husbands. Excuse me, I've got a bit of a cough. No, it's not funny. What's funny about a cough?
No, I'm coughing with you, dear. Blimey, what happened to this pleasant demeanour? Or do you only show that to your husband?
I'm sorry, No. I thought you wanted the honest truth about who listens to you.
Right, I'm going to go through the stats in a moment. But,
well, I also listen to Dr. Starkey.
Oh, really?
And Peter Deely.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not thick.
Well, implying that only listening to me makes you thick.
No, I didn't say that. It's just that I'm at home on a Saturday night.
And your husband's out gallivanting with strippers.
There's no strippers down there. I tell you, it's an affiliated Labour club. They wouldn't have strippers in there.
Oh, well, but they do at the Tory party club?
Well, you said it, not me.
That's a very offensive thing to say,
sir. Is there anything else you'd like to know? What other station we listen to?
No.
Because I only listen to a local radio, and we've got a club there as well.
You've got a club where?
Well, it's not a proper... We don't actually meet up, but... my sort of... It's not a proper... I'm sorry, it's not a commercial... It's a commercial station, but it's one of those...
A commercial station in Ilford?
Yeah,
oh, please.
Excuse me, it's not one of those that plays records.
It's a talking station?
Yeah.
Oh, blimey, I can't stand the pain. So what do they talk about? The issues in Ilford? Blimey.
Yes. What's wrong with Ilford?
And that's why you're talking to me now.
Listen, because you think you're all calling it, you people, on talk radio.
Calling
you're all the
it.
Same. You mock anybody that's not with it.
Yeah.
But the thing is, all these with it people are out gallivanting clubbing. They're not sitting on sitting and listening to you on Saturday night.
That's right, they're gallivanting clubbing with your husband,
so you've
dear.
Got to be grateful for what listener you get, mate. I'm sorry, you're laughing, but it's true. I mean, what sort of two people that like Radiohead and all that type of thing would sit on a Saturday night listening to the radio? You've got these boring old women like me. And
like you, yeah. Listen, one of the rules was, listen to him. You may have a dozen important things to tell him. Let him talk first. Remember, his topics of conversation are more important than yours. Yeah, in other words, shut up.
He comes in from work and he tells me what's happened to his day. He's a bus driver.
Don't complain.
I don't complain. I love him.
A good wife always knows her place, and I want you to go to it now. Blimey. Are you still there?
I haven't got a car.
You haven't got a car?
So how can I go and meet him?
I'll send you a bus ticket in the post. What a nice lady. Now, are we due for a break now? Okay, so Kev, what do you think the average audience member is like? Do you think mostly men or mostly women?
Callers, there's no indication, as you know, calls are no indication of who's listening to the program.
Answer the question.
So I would say, even then, probably mostly men.
Mostly men, you say?
Mm.
No.
Mostly...
I find that surprising, don't you? Mostly women listen to this show.
Really?
I find that really surprising, because I thought that I appealed mostly to a male audience.
Yeah.
Especially coming off the back of, an entire afternoon of football, you'd think there'd be, like, no women listening at all. But more women than men listen to this show. I'm amazed. And it's 52% women, 47% men. Which is doubly surprising that almost every single stinking call we get is from men.
It's been a while tonight, though, hasn't it?
Children. We've got a couple of women. Sue, she was like, meh.
And Ruth from Dagenham is on as well later. Great.
Age range. 60. How many, what percentage do you think we have 65 plus?
Probably not that much, but 10%.
Oh, pretty good. 11%.
Oh, yes.
55 to 64. How many, what percentage do you think was 55 to 64?
Probably 20-ish.
No, it goes down, actually. Only 9% of our audience is 55 to 64.
Oh, they'll all be up 20,
which makes 20% of our audience above 55. Which is okay, because we don't want anybody over 55, because the advertisers don't like them. Because, you know, what are you going to advertise? Burial plots. What we're after is 15 to 34. That's our peak. To me, I haven't really discussed demographics with the people here, but to me, I would think that that's what you would want to lay across, you know, in order to make the salespeople's lives easier, and God knows they need all the assistance they can get. So 15 to 20, which do you think is the, by far, the most, the age that listens to us the most? Do you think it's 15 to 24, 25 to 34, 35 to 44, 45 to 54? Which of those?
Probably 15 to 24.
Is the correct answer, which I find amazing.
It is.
For a talky part, because you'd think 15 to 24, they'd be, well, for a start, they'd be out.
Of it.
Yes. Going men, oh! 25 to 34, almost exactly the same. So that's good. So we've got the kids by the, you know?
Yes.
But we've also got their elder brothers and sisters, which is excellent, because that's exactly what we want. Them high-spending early adults with the jeans and the booze and the, you know, all that jazz.
Yeah, young professionals.
Professionals, that's right, because this is a professional radio. So 35 to 44, 15%, the same as 45 to 54. So mostly young, over 40% of our audience is below 34. Men and women, almost the same, a slight skew towards women. And talking of skewed women, here comes Carol McGiffin. Do we need to take a break now?
We do.
We're going to take a break now, and we'll be back with the beret. She's actually wearing a beret. I don't believe, it's almost like she's just come from French France. And there she has a... Oh dear. All right, well, we'll be back with whatever happens later. Here we go.
Nick Abbott on Talk Radio.
Yeah, here, Carol, shake that. By shaking plum.
I'm shaking.
You're shaking it.
I'm shaking, baby.
Okay, leave my plum alone. So here's Carol McGiffin and her,
My pony.
Really?
Her red beret friend. Yeah, we are. We're beret.
Would you like to introduce?
Are we on?
No. Doesn't want to be introduced.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, is her
Can
mic
you
up?
Hear us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Your voice penetrates.
I'm here
perfectly
with
well.
A serious Polaroid camera. And I said I was coming down to take a photograph of you, Nickers. Because it's your last show, and I can't believe it.
Where have you been tonight?
At home.
Oh, at home. You said that you have your fingers smell of fish.
I have fish fingers. I have serious fish fingers.
Why is that
because
then?
I cooked. I did.
And why? Why is your friend in her pajamas?
Okay, my friend Laura's here. Laura, is the yellow mic on? Laura.
Yes.
Say hello.
Hello.
Laura's here. My friend Laura.
Yeah.
No, I went shopping, and you know what it's like when you go shopping, Nickers. You go in the supermarket and you buy things that you know. No, you know, there are things you're never going to eat. So I bought two really fantastic thick tuna steaks yesterday in the supermarket. I thought, I'm never going to eat them. And then tonight, I have been in the pub.
Really? What are the odds on that?
Watching the England game, England against Saudi Arabia.
And how was it? What was the score?
It was a rubbish game.
And
well,
the score was?
There were some exciting moments. 0-0.
0-0. How the hell can it be 0-0?
Well, of course it was going to be 0-0.
Saudi Arabia are supposed to be a good team. I mean, how the hell can Saudi Arabia play football, for crying out loud? They haven't even got grass over there. Who was playing? There was, who was the...
Beckham was playing.
Yeah.
There was, you know, all the good England...
There were 13 of them.
Players were playing, yeah. Well, it wasn't very good. It wasn't very interesting. No one was taking any notice of it.
Unbelievable. They're going to rip him a new ear in the press tomorrow. Hoddley's busy looking at spacecraft, and he should be honing our team.
What do you think of Hoddle? I think he's
saying some really bizarre things lately. What the hell's he going on about?
He's too
His body
too
is
calm.
An overcoat? What the hell does that mean?
He's too young.
Yeah.
It's too right. The age has nothing to do with it. We just don't want our we don't want the leader of our national team saying things like my body is an overcoat. What the hell does that mean? He actually said that. Him and David Icke should get together.
No, he is on the David Icke kind of
on the plane.
Vibe,
yeah,
isn't he?
He's
a David Icke kind of bloke.
And
you know?
Him and Yuri Geller, that's a match made in heaven.
Too weird. What you want? I mean, Graham Taylor was probably the worst England manager ever, but at the same time, at least he was
funny.
He was fun. He was fun, and he provided entertainment. You know. And Glenn Hoddle.
I still haven't seen that.
Oh my God!
I still haven't seen that. Do I not like that documentary?
Have you not?
I haven't seen that on tape.
Have you not?
No. Well, you have connections in the TV business. You can get me that on tape, can't you?
No.
You're going to be on TV soon, aren't you? Or do you not want to talk about that?
No, I'm not.
Don't want to talk about that.
No. No, I can't talk about that. I'm doing a pilot for something, but I'm not.
Come on, you do a show with Paul Ross, for crying out loud. He's on every TV show in the that's on.
That doesn't mean to say that it's good.
He can't put a bit of business your way. No, I don't mean prostitute business. I mean,
He wouldn't dare promote me for the stuff that he does. He knows I would just say, no way.
Well, implying that he does crap?
He does. He knows he does. He's cheap, Mr. Cheap TV. Is that not true?
Mm.
Absolutely. Mm. He does cheap TV. I mean, you know, I wouldn't do that stuff. You know that I can't do anything that I can't... I'm not going to present some load of old... Anyway, the reason we're here, Nickert, I'm not going to do it. I'm just not going to do it.
Are you two actually going to be on the radio together tomorrow? You know he's listening to this right now.
Paul, has he phoned you yet?
No, not yet, no.
Phone him. Do you want his number? I've got it.
No.
Phone
I don't want to, because he's famous now, because he's like on TV. I don't want to be bothering him.
But he's not really famous, he's infamous. He's famous for being somebody else's brother.
Why are you both wearing berets, by the way?
Oh, I just took mine off.
Oh, it was a ruse. Nice. We were running around my flat and we had the high heels on and we were eating tuna.
Let me see the bottom of your shoe because there's the label still on it. I want to see the bottom of your shoe.
There
you're both
is a
wearing.
Label. I think there's
you're
a
both
label
wearing stilettos. You're both.
There you go.
One of you is
there's
in pajamas.
There's the label on the bottom of my shoe.
It says made.
Marks & Spencer's 10p.
Yeah, made in Taiwan.
But I'm in diesel, aren't I?
Yeah. Size 10, extra wide. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just don't have the time to take the labels off the bottom of my shoes.
You're too busy buying shoes.
And Laura's got my other shoes on. These are the good shoes. These are the ones I wore to the Sonys.
What
which
is it with
crippled me?
You can answer this question for me. What is it with women and shoes? I mean, why?
Love
what?
Shoes.
Can't
what,
start buying
what,
them.
What is that?
Can't start.
How many pairs of shoes do you own between you?
Ooh, well, I own about.
Personally, I own about 20 pairs of shoes.
20 pairs. Mm. That's
I own
insane.
About 100.
A hundred?
Yeah, well,
wait a minute. 100 pairs?
About 100.
You're
yeah.
joking.
I'm not joking, unfortunately.
How can a person own 100 pairs of shoes?
Well, because you buy shoes all the time, and unlike blokes buy one pair of shoes, they wear them out, and they buy another pair. Girls buy pairs of shoes, they like them for a time, and then because they know they like them, they put them away. They buy new ones, and they wear the new ones. But they put them away. So I've got loads of shoes in my storage cupboard that I know I'm never going to wear again, but I can't bear to give them away. I can't bear to throw them away. About 100 pairs.
Give them to me.
No, you won't wear them.
They won't fit me.
You won't wear them.
No, do you have size 10 and a half extra wide feet? I don't think so. It doesn't look like that from here.
Because that's not fair. It's not fair.
Here, we need to take a break now.
Oh, when am I going to take the photo?
Take it now.
Ready?
And
then we can go.
My goofy grin and my headphones on.
Ready? Oh, Nickers, you look so smart.
Say bum.
Oh, wow.
There it is. Okay, we'll be back with the with whatever develops.
And a fantastic photo.
Excuse me.
This is Talk Radio.
Here we go.
Fax 0541 59 69 79. Nick Abbott.
Oh, she's in here now.
Can I take a picture of Creative K? Oh. Who looks like he's about to get slapped. It's only a photograph, man.
Okay,
she's not going to steal your spirit.
Look together and smile, Molly. Hello.
Ah.
Can't see now.
Him and Nelly got a picture taken with each other. It was one of the most beautiful and warm things I've ever seen. Stop.
Oh yeah, I know.
And here's a picture of me, and I look like I'm about to get sentenced to death. I look like I'm look really scared here. What the hell's that about? 0500 1053 89. Let's go through some of these because these people have been waiting forever. We've only got another hour to go, so let's have Paul. Hello, Paul. Okay, good call, moron. Here's one. It's Aid who can't get laid.
Hi, Nick.
Aid.
So it's your last one then.
I'm afraid that's correct.
So in other words. That's right, is it?
It's over, yes. Next
time. Come on, that took me weeks to pick
up. I can imagine, yes. That's what I'll be thinking over the next few weeks, Aid. I can't smile without you.
Yeah,
oh no, by the way. You are never going to get it. Have I mentioned that?
Well, about that Maitre Carol, she sounds a baby, doesn't she?
They're both very good looking. And let me reiterate.
Oh, come on, I'll share it with you.
Yeah, let me say again.
Why are you being so cruel?
Because that's the way I am. That's what I do for a living, yes.
Well, for another hour anyway.
So what have you been up to, briefly?
Briefly, why?
Well, what the hell did you call about?
Burger vans and that. I went to this thing where Jeremy Clarkson was today.
What?
I'm allowed to say on the air. It's sort of advertising, ain't it?
Go ahead.
This Top Gear Live thing at Silverstone.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, you're not like allowed to bring food into the premises and that in them sort of places, are you?
Really?
No, so they can, like, rip you off with, like, their tea, coffee and burgers and stuff.
No, these aren't those carts that you see outside clubs in the West End and probably in other places too, like carts that are pushed by some Eastern European, that the smell comes off it, and they've got burgers or something like that, and, and the smell is just unbelievable. It's almost like they've, you know what an apple corer is? Well, they approach the back end of a cow, and that's what... Like that, and that's what actually appears in the burger of those little pushing trolley things. Please, do yourself a favour. Go vegetarian.
Do you know how much one of these, like a beef burger was? It's like two rounds of bread. Like a comp sort of thing.
What is Jeremy Clark... What's his name? Clarkson?
Yeah.
He has become painful to watch and listen to because he's almost like somebody imitating himself because everything he says... ends like that.
He'd be good on the radio, wouldn't he?
No, and the other people that are on that show have started talking like that, too. What's wrong with them? Why can't they talk like normal people? And everything, every single thing he says ends in this way.
I suppose it's what show business does to you, is it?
It's like no business I know.
Has it affected you in that way?
No, not in that way, no. In many and various other different ways, but not in that particular way.
So your jobs don't affect you? Like, with you being a DJ as well, you don't find yourself at parties just talking up to the loops of records? And then shutting up for the entire song?
Yes. And then coming back and saying, and joining us at the party this evening is... And this party will be going on until 1 o'clock, and then... No. In fact, no. I don't.
And it's another three drinks in a row.
On the Nicky Abbott show.
Yeah, but it's really sad, cause I've always looked forward to talking to somebody intelligent every week.
So, but instead you call me?
Of course, Kevin's always there, so mm-hmm. I'll speak to you.
Okay, well listen, the best of luck with the rest of your life.
We'll speak again soon, I hope.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I'm going
to
do
it. But if you think that you're going to be successful with the opposite sex, I'm thinking that you must be...
crazy. I'm crazy for feeling.
Crazy for feeling. I think that's what did it to you. Too much feeling, eh?
Feeling what?
Exactly.
Hey, you're going to send some jelly beans out this week?
No, they've all been eaten, I'm afraid.
Why? I just thought you could rub it on your happiness and the genital beans.
Okay, do you want to dump that?
No, we'll just leave it.
Are you sure?
Show, isn't it? Yeah.
Blimey.
But, Aid, you're never getting on this show again, yeah. Even if it was continuing.
Aid, you are fired, Aid. Oh, blimey. Okay, so, public assistance. Actual letters written to the council in complaint. I am very much annoyed that you have branded my boy as illiterate. This is a dirty lie. I was married to his father a week before he was born. In answer to your letter, I have given birth to a boy weighing 10 pounds. I hope this is satisfactory. I am forwarding my marriage certificate and my three children, one of which is a mistake, as you can see. And unless I get my husband's money pretty soon, I will be forced to lead an immortal life.
Huh? You're listening to Talk Radio, the conversation of the nation.
Two.
What? Two what?
Two ticket holders, they get 10 million each.
And what's sad is you had two tickets.
That's my money.
Right. Get the lottery winners on the phone.
Mm. Right, get on with it.
Talk Radio, satellite weather.
Hey!
For the last time.
Yeah, I know.
Sad, isn't it?
Kind of. Get on with it.
Tonight, a...
Everybody.
Tonight, a cloudy evening everywhere. Please don't do that.
Didn't go during the news?
No. Didn't have time.
Stop bouncing up and down.
Wales and... Wales and southern England will remain dry, whilst the rest of the British Isles will experience patchy rain.
The weather outside is frightful.
Patchy rain. You're just going to play them all, aren't you?
Yeah.
Maximum temperature 10 degrees Celsius. And a minimum temperature of 8 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow, cloudy conditions continue in all parts.
We got weather in our ears.
Southwest England will be dry and bright, whilst elsewhere
in our ears,
there'll be the chance of patchy rain and drizzle.
The sun has brought his hat on and he's coming out to stay.
What's the track that guy asked for?
What guy?
Some guy.
Oh, it's too darn hot.
It's too darn hot.
It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot.
I got 26 seconds.
I'd like to sup.
Suck.
With maximum baby temperature night. 20.
Like to suck. Is that what she says?
Refill
sup.
The cup.
Oh, sup.
With
what does that
baby
mean?
Tonight.
You know, I'd like a minimum. 14 degrees Celsius.
You ever had any hot supping action?
But yep. I ain't up to.
I'm not going
to
answer that. My mother might be listening.
Too darn hot. Hey! You can't beat Frank Sinatra. Because he'd have you killed.
Well.
Which ones haven't I played? I've played that one.
Yeah, you played that one.
Any rain?
Oh, you're not playing number 9. That's a good one.
Number 9. Well, it's not summertime anymore. It seems we've gone back into winter. It's really cold outside. I hate that. Yeah. What's it going to be like tomorrow?
Warmish.
Well, read it.
20 degrees Celsius.
Oh. Yeah. Sorry.
And now?
And now. Everybody. The whole show without taking a single stinking call.
Tim and Dudley has been hanging on for 34 minutes.
I know, what an idiot. I bet his call's crap too.
Hello, do a suicide pact with you next week then.
Yeah, okay, you go first.
Why have women never been to the moon? It never needed cleaning.
Nick, I was just going to say, you'd be pretty popular on Death Row actually, wouldn't you?
What?
You know how that makes me feel?
Right.
I mean...
No, stop doing that, it's so annoying.
I'm so annoying.
Are they serious? There's a Hello magazine and now there's an OK magazine. What's next? Hi.
Nick, where are you going from here?
Away.
The beautiful people, the beautiful people. The beautiful people, the beautiful people. The beautiful people, the beautiful people. The beautiful people, the beautiful people.
Nick Abbott.
Right, here we go, the last hour, and let's start speeding through them. Here's a person in Northampton called Dale. Hello.
Hello there, Nick.
jail.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you probably might remember me. I'm the guy that's working on local radio. This will be the last time I call you, by the way. I was just going to tell you about some of the weird, strange phone calls I have come through, which you might be able to sympathise with, actually.
Well, you take calls on the air on your local radio station?
No, I don't go on the air. I'm not that high yet. But I'm like, I have to sift out all the rubbish. And,
you're like a sick boy here. He has, that's his job. He sits on the phone and tries to sift through the rubbish.
Isn't the job where you actually do something and do it right? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. Hello, Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the calls we got through, the lady got the question right, and we put all these names into a hat. And I said, oh, well done, you've got it right. What's your name, please? And she just said, thank you, and hung up on me.
Idiot.
One of the other ones I got through was this lady, she goes, I've rung in to complain about the competition. I said, why is that? She said, well, you're based in, I'm not going to tell you where, and she said, I live on the outskirts. She says, that takes me 10 seconds to get up and get to my phone, and then it takes me a further 10 seconds because I've got a slow dial phone, and I don't think it's very fair that all these people from inside around this area are winning, and what are you going to do about it? And,
and are you polite to these people, or did you just slam the phone down?
I wish I could, but I'm too polite. We had this guy ring up a really bad joke as well. I said, what's the answer? And he just gave me this joke, which I'm not going to even repeat because it's that bad. And then we had the best one of all. We were running a competition, right? What's Bob Marley's middle name, by the way? It's Nestor, isn't it?
Or something. Absolutely no idea.
Well, we ran this competition. Name a famous reggae singer in the 70s who had hits with... what did he have hits with again? I can't remember now. He had... they basically named a couple of hits, and the calls came through, it's Bob Marley, it's Bob Marley, it's Bob Marley. And we had one old lady, she rang up, and she said, I was just wondering the competition. Yes. I've got the answer. Yes. Bora Heard.
Bora Heard, the well-known reggae star, yeah.
That's what I thought.
She's great.
Anyway, so, yeah, I thought I'd just let you know that you're not the only one that gets all the autos and the winos ringing.
Now, Dale, if you, for a living, are a phone... operative. In other words, the people, you answer the phone at the radio station and you put the best ones through to the DJ?
Well, we pick the ones which aren't the worst.
Right.
Put it that way.
So how do you rate the performance of Sick Boy who answered your call?
What's that supposed to mean? Oh, he does a good job.
Understand?
Nick, how many excellent calls do you have come through every week, though?
Oh, like one or two, if we're lucky.
I know, but I'm sorry I don't ring up every week, but... Nick, can I just say one thing?
You'd know, because you didn't answer my question.
Okay, we'll run through the question again, please.
What's the experience? Because I've never called this show, right? What's the experience of calling this show? He answers the phone,
right.
Is he, like, offhand, a little bit
shall
rude?
Shall I tell you,
unpleasant? Yeah.
I got through, and I said, hello, my name's Dale from Northampton. I was on last week. I'm on local radio. And he goes, great, okay, I'll put you on hold, keep your radio turned down, we'll be back to Nick will be with you in a few moments.
What, the phrase, I'm on local radio, did that?
Good. Yeah, it did it for him.
Reef.
Oh, yeah.
Put his mic up in there, I wonder, hear his side of the story. Go on.
Well, I didn't say great when he said local radio. I said, oh, I'm down. I said, oh, I remember, I said, you phoned from Northampton last week. My amazing sponge-like brain retained that bit of information. And then I said, well, you know, yeah, okay, hang on the line and we'll come to you soon.
Is that a fair assessment, Dale?
I think that's the way it happened, Nick.
So he's okay. In other words, if we weren't going to fire him, we'd keep him.
Well, yeah. I mean, are you going to take him with you when you move on? Are you going to like a little lost puppy, or does he stay there?
We're going to take him up the M1, and then we're going to drop him on the hard shoulder and speed off. Thanks for the suggestion. 0500 1050 389 free call. Here is a person called Ruth in Dagenham. Hello, Ruth.
Hi, Nick. How are you going?
All right.
I just phoned to say loads of luck and happiness for the future.
We haven't played that today yet, have we?
Exactly. Downfall on that one.
There's some TV advert that
yes.
I just saw it the other day, and
yes.
I almost corpsed. I couldn't believe it. Suddenly, I'm watching TV, and I can't remember what it was for now.
Theme park.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Like, people are walking around, looking into the air, and singing... Happiness. And I can't take it seriously now. Happiness.
Exactly.
They've all got happiness who go there.
The other half and I looked at one another and said, Nick Abbott.
It sounds like a place to go, doesn't it, Ruth?
It certainly does. Anyway, I just wanted to thank you, all of you, for terrific shows. Brilliant. Now you know I can't smile without you. Thank
Thank you.
Thanks, Ruth.
By the way, I think that green shirt you've got on tonight goes beautifully with your eyes. And Kev, you're looking very smart in your denim shirt and your black waistcoat.
What?
What's the matter with him?
Okay, back up. How do you know that?
How do I know what?
That I'm wearing a green shirt and Kev's wearing a black waistcoat and a denim...
Well, call it women's intuition. You've been talking about how women should treat their men, haven't you?
Ruth?
Yes, dear?
How do you know this?
It's women's intuition.
All right. Nellie, it was you, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't either of them.
Well, now I really need to know. Are you, like, spying on us? am I in the crosshairs now as I speak?
What's that red dot on Nick's head?
How do you know that, Ruth?
Women's intuition.
Shut up, Ruth. How do you know that?
Nellie told her. Nellie.
No, he didn't.
Sick boy did.
No, he didn't.
Well, I didn't.
No, you insulted me.
Yeah, don't.
Come on, now, you better tell me the truth, sick boy. When you answered the... Did you say what we were wearing?
I gave her a few clues.
All right.
You're fired.
You are fired.
Oh, leave him be. Leave him be. And by the way, Kev, I haven't phoned that person for over 2 months.
Why?
I don't know what that... Okay, can you talk about this off the air? Blimey, having a little chat. Okay, Ruth, you like sick boys so much, we're gonna pass them up and send him over to your place. We're not gonna put a stamp on it. You're going to have to pay for the postage when he gets there. 0500 1053 89. So there's many and various different ways to dispose of him so far. We still haven't come up with any good thing to do with Nellie. God knows there's nothing to do with Kev that would satisfy our requirements. On Monday, he's still going to be here, perched on his little comedy stool with his little suction pads to keep his great wobbling...
Not true. Not true.
What?
Well, it's a bank holiday on Monday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, blimey. Takes bank holiday off. What a lifestyle. Here's, what? Hey, Ruth, gotta go.
Bye.
0500 1053 89. 45 minutes to go, and we're still going to do the best of... Genuine contestants' answers from the game show Family Fortunes.
And champagne. What about the champagne?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Well, not now.
Oh, why?
I mean, like a whining child.
I know.
There's only one bottle, so we're going to have, like, two sips each. But not yet. Mm. Let's wait for a little while.
No, because then Mike Allen will come in.
Oh, and he'll want some?
Well, he gave me champagne the other week, actually.
He did?
Yeah.
Why?
No, well, he just gave me some champagne.
He had an inkling that you wanted some. The psychic told him that.
He said, do some champagne, Kev. I said, yeah, okay.
Well, I want some champagne. Why didn't he give champagne to me? I thought he liked me better than he liked you.
But you weren't here.
Okay, letters sent to the council. I'm just going to get rid of all this stuff, throw everything away. We're going to give every single thing away.
And the cone.
Oh, I forgot about the cone. Yeah. We want,
we'll do something.
Yeah, the butt game or something like that. Right, actual letters sent to the council in complaint. My husband got laid off from his job 2 weeks ago, and I haven't had any relief since. You have changed my little boy to a girl. Will this make any difference? In accordance with your instructions, I have given birth to twins in the enclosed envelope. And I want my money as quick as I can get it. I have been in bed with a doctor for 2 weeks, and he hasn't done me any good. If things don't improve, I'll have to send for another doctor.
Nick Abbott on Talk Radio. Free call 0500 1053 89.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
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 But mostly.
Hello.
0500 1053 89. This is your funky radio station, boy. This is
Talk Radio.
No, fool. This music. Who is this?
It's Herbie Hancock.
Herbie Hancock. He's the guy that one of the first black artists that MTV ever played the video of, right? But it was sort of unheard of for black artists to be on MTV, so they made a video of those, like, robots. Remember those dancing robot things with the kicky leg things? But they didn't want to put him on the video because he was a tinted person. And they didn't think that would go down well on MTV. So they had him on a TV in the room with the dancing robots. Just every now and again his visage would... his, you know, his physog would appear on the TV.
That's not true.
Apropos of nothing at all. His actual trueness.
Truthfulness.
Here's Tim in Sheffield. Hello. Here's a call in Torquay, which is beside the seaside, beside the sea.
Hello.
Hello.
Right, Nick, I lost £20 today on the England match.
Well, I just had
I put £20 on England to beat Saudi Arabia, because I thought it was, you know...
In the bag?
In the bag.
Of course. How the hell could you not score against Saudi Arabia?
It was 2-1. I thought I'll win £40, £20 stake money, £60, and now I can't pay my rent.
You idiot.
I know. Thanks to Hod's God squad, I can't win.
I know, blimey. He should come down to earth, you know, just for a couple of minutes every now and again, start breathing oxygen again. Okay, here's the actual the sport roundup from our news provider. This is what they said about it, okay? Anybody that wasn't up with the football today. England's footballers have failed to give their fans the farewell they wanted in their last home game before the World Cup. You know, I mean... You know how appalling it would be if... Now, people in Scotland, you'll have to forgive me, okay? I'm half Scottish and half Welsh.
Great sound, eh?
I was born in England, so that's who I support. So that's, you know. But if, you know, if we get knocked out in the first round, I mean, can you imagine the pain? It continues. Yeah. Glenn Hoddle's men were held to a 0-0 draw by Saudi Blinking Arabia and left Wembley to the sound of booing. Did they really?
I personally think he ought to go now. We ought to get in somebody like, I don't know, Mr. Blobby or...
Early chances were spurned, and in the end, England were lucky to hold on for a draw as the Saudis missed several good opportunities late on. You've got to be kidding. Even the introduction of Paul Gascoigne and Ian Wright after an hour couldn't spur the side to victory. Unbelievable.
Terrible, wasn't it?
Okay, well, listen, the best of luck. What are you going to do for money now? You've only got one thing left to sell. The best of luck. Okay, we'll put him in touch with Paul. 0500 1053 89. Free call. Here is, as we start to pick up speed, calling Loughton. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Mark.
I'd like to speak about the World Cup tickets.
Yeah.
It's not fair that England only get a couple hundred and the Bogus get thousands.
And the
not
what?
Fair.
And the what get thousands?
The Bogus.
The Bogos?
Yeah.
What's that?
That's the rest of the world. That's what we call the power of Bogos. Because one day...
Okay, we ain't going to make no difference because we're going to be knocked out in the first round by, you know, by the Chelmsford 11. They're in the World Cup too. How the hell did they ever manage? They called themselves a country and now they're in the World Cup. Here's a call in London. Hello, Stephen.
Hi, just two things. Firstly, do not go to Spain. They speak an entirely different language. They have a different word for everything.
They do?
It's unbelievable. You have to learn it all over again. I mean, pick a word. There's a different word for it in Spain.
There is?
It'll be a shock when you get there. You get off the plane and you go, hi, and they go, what? And you go, hi, you speak English? And they go, no. It's true.
That's very contrary-wise of them.
Strange. But you'll still be going, I'm British. I speak English. Do you understand me?
Yeah, and that's the thing is, when people don't understand you,
you
speak louder, yes.
Louder and slower. And then, of course, they'll understand you if you speak
of
louder
course,
and slower in
yes.
a foreign language.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing. I'll do anything for that cone. What? I'll dance naked, anything.
You'll
stand
do...
in jelly, anything.
You'll do anything for that cone?
Absolutely anything.
Okay, get me some, what?
I'm not sure about this. Stephen, do you work in local radio?
No.
Mm. He'll do anything for that cone. Get me some, what?
You be quiet over there. You're in enough trouble. try the butt game.
Excuse me?
Try the butt challenge.
Oh, chicken now. I'm here. I said I'd do anything.
Oh, right.
I said I'd do anything, and you're asking me to identify voices.
Okay, identify voices. Here you go.
Butts.
That's a great butt, isn't it?
Butts.
He's on Friday night.
It's the butt
surprise.
He's
after you, and I cannot remember his name.
Nope. You're a loser baby, so why don't we kill you? But he won't be.
I'll do that for a cone.
He will do anything for a cone.
Absolutely anything. You name it, I'll do it.
Do you have a mobile phone, Steve?
Yeah. We want to take your number. Anytime that we're bored, we're gonna have you over and, you know, with a large bucket of,
champagne?
No. But we'll think of something. Thanks a lot, mate. 0500 1053 89. Let's have a call in Manchester. Billy. Billy.
Hi, Nick.
Billy.
I'd like to talk about England's diabolical performance against Saudi Arabia tonight.
Yep.
If that's the best we can put out against Saudi Arabia, then God help us when we play in a week's time, 40 days' time.
I know, and they're saying, Allah be praised, we managed a nil-nil draw. It's incredible. Saudi Arabia, who even thought that they played football?
The best part about it, Nick, is they actually scored Saudi Arabia.
They did?
They actually did score, but the referee disallowed it.
You're joking.
I am not
joking. Did the referee disallow it correctly?
They got a corner, and David Seaman come out, pushed the guy, and the guy, instead of heading the ball in, hit it in with his hand. But if David Seaman wouldn't have pushed him, then Saudi Arabia would have won 1-0.
And in your opinion, was it right to disallow this goal?
It was right to disallow the goal, but I'd have awarded a penalty for the tackle by David Seaman on the forward.
So we can, it just gets worse and worse.
It really does.
Now you're really bringing us down, Billy.
Well, this is all right. And Glenn Hoddle turned around and said, well, this is the strongest team that I put out. It could have played Andy Cole.
Oh, blimey, it's going to be a horrific summer, I just know. Because I am so excited, I don't know about you, but, I don't get mad about football. I like to watch a good game, but I am so tremendously excited about this forthcoming thing that it would just be too bad if we got knocked out early.
What do you mean?
If you look at Scotland's group, I'm sorry, Kev, that, you know.
I don't care.
You don't care?
No, I'm not a football fan. It would be nice if they beat England at some point, obviously, but I don't really bother other than that.
But this is more than football. This is about the pride of the nation.
This is your pride.
Where's your national pride, Kev?
Yeah.
It's gone.
It's certainly not lying with three lines on his shirt, is it?
No. Hey, you know the best football song ever is that Vindaloo thing. That's coming out in a couple. Have you heard that?
No.
I've heard that now.
Vindaloo. It's the best record ever made. It's so funny. It is the best record ever made. Vindaloo. You heard it here last. And it'll be on. It'll be everywhere. Never mind about the three lines on my shirt and all those other songs that have come out around about now. You can't move for football songs at the moment. The Vindaloo song with Keith Allen and the bloke from Blur is by far and away the best comedy song that has ever been produced. And that is the song that they'll be chanting on the terraces. Not free, not football's coming home, none of that. It'll be Vindaloo, because it's hilarious. And so it'll be coming out of every radio station up your way, Billy. It'll be coming out of,
out of Manchester.
Out of, yes, absolutely right. Out of Manchester and every other damn town, and probably Saudi Arabia as well. Sorry, lost it there for a minute. Okay, actual newspaper headlines. Do you want to hear this?
Yeah. Sorry, yeah.
Headlines that have become unintentionally suggestive. Organ festival ends in smashing climax. Child's stool, great for use in garden. And panda mating fails. Veterinarian takes over.
Oh, who's this? This is Talk Radio. We call 0500 1053 89 now. Nick Abbott.
You guys gonna like kick it old school?
Yeah. Kick it. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
But mostly.
Hello.
But mostly.
Hello.
But mostly.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah. Who wants my shaking hair?
Me.
Hello.
Well, you can't have it. Where's that camera? You should be taking pictures. The guy's going to stick it on the internet.
Oh.
Just
get the champagne,
away.
Then take pictures.
I think we were probably about ready for the champagne in about 10 minutes.
All right. In 10 minutes.
Absolutely. Here's one in Blackburn. Hello, Glenn.
Good evening, Nick.
Glenn.
I'd just like to say, before I make a point, that I deserve that call. And do you know why?
Why? Because of your comedy accent?
No, because of the entertainment I've provided you with over the past few weeks. For example, the Italian with the rubber toe joke,
the women going to the moon joke.
Remind
joke
us,
I've got coming up in a minute.
Well, this is almost like your greatest hits. Remind us about the Italian.
What do you call an Italian with a rubber toe?
I don't know, Glenn. What do you call an Italian with a rubber toe?
Roberto.
remind us about the moon gag.
Why have women never been to the moon?
I'm thinking, I have a question for you, Glenn.
Yeah?
Why have women never been to the moon?
They never needed cleaning. And I've got another one, right here now if you want to hear it.
Right here, right now.
Do you want to hear it?
What do you do for a living?
I'm a carpenter, actually. I work for my dad. I told you that the other week.
Oh, yeah. I barely listen to anything that any caller ever says on this show. You're a carpenter. And what do you carpent?
Wood. And I fit carpets while I'm at it.
Wood, he said. You're just a great comedy festival, aren't you, Glenn?
Well,
what do you make with the wood? You gonk?
I make furniture for the house. For the lounge, etc., and I also make garden benches.
Are you good at this?
Well, you'll have to speak to my dad about that, because it's up to him. He employs me, so I can't be that bad, you see.
Oh, that must be a nightmare working for your dad.
It's not that bad, actually, because he pays good wages.
Yeah, but isn't he a pain to work for?
He can be at times. He can be a right pain, actually, but I can put up with it. As long as I'm getting the money, I'm not too bothered.
Right, so it's just you're kind of just like you're prostituting yourselves. Are you just in this for the money? What about the actual enjoyment of doing it?
I don't enjoy doing it. As long as I get the money and I provide a good standard for the people that have paid me to do the job for them.
Okay, so we better get to your joke because we've got a huge amount of stuff to do in the next half hour. But I don't know. What do we think? We're going to give this guy the cone?
I think you should do.
No.
Oh, I don't know. He's been pretty good. He made me laugh twice.
Well, Glenn, what message would you want Nick to write on your cone if he gave it to you?
I'd like him to give me a joke back, seeing as I've given, two and coming up three. I think I deserve a joke back.
Oh, you could do your unlawful joke.
Oh, okay. I could, that's the only joke I know. I can never remember jokes, which is a bit bizarre for somebody who makes a living by having a laugh. I can never, ever, ever remember jokes. People tell me jokes all the time, and I instantly forget them. What's the difference between unlawful and illegal, Glenn?
Illegal is an activity which is against law, and unlawful is when something takes place that is not necessarily against the law.
Oh, blimey. You know, this is actually supposed to be comedy now. Your answer was supposed to be... I don't know, Nick. What is the difference between unlawful and illegal? You're crap at this. You want to stick to carpentry, mate.
Well, you see, I'm a very intelligent person.
Mm-hmm. Compared
so
to...
So I'm thinking of the intellectual response to that question, not the comical one.
Okay, can we think about...
I'll give you the comical response now.
Let me ask you the question again. What is the difference between unlawful and illegal?
I don't know. What is the difference between unlawful and illegal?
Unlawful is against the law, and illegal is a sick bird.
I like that one.
That's my favourite joke.
Anyway, can I lay this third joke on you?
Lay it on us, baby.
Why do gypsies walk funny?
No, I don't know. Are we hovering over the dump button here? Kez, busy taking pictures of the desk.
Well, you told me to take pictures.
Not of the desk. How boring is that? Take it of people, man.
All right, then. Nelly.
Oh.
Right in the eye.
I forget what the question was, Glenn.
Why do gypsies walk funny?
Glenn, why do gypsies walk funny?
Because they have crystal balls.
You make me want to yodel. I think we're going to send you the cone in the post because I can't be bothered to look for anybody else. You're a winner, baby, so why don't we let you live? Ho ho! So, yes, absolutely. You're going to get the cone in the... What are you going to do with it? You're going to construct...
I'll keep it in my bedroom and treasure it for the rest of my life.
Uh-huh. You're going to put it in the cabinet, which you will construct at your leisure. All right. He is a winner, baby. He's on line three. I'll put him on hold. Take his address. We're going to send him a cone in the post. I can't believe that.
Nick.
What?
Line 12.
Oh, blimey. Paul Ross.
Oh, sorry, Nick. You cut me mid-suck there. I'm enjoying a beer.
Mid what?
Mid suck on a bottle of beer.
Oh, sup.
Because I'm joining you, you know, in spirit, the last night. We've come up with a deal for you, mate.
I must apologise to you, by the way. I left you, I inadvertently left you holding. It was unforgivable. So what's up, Paul?
Well, I'll tell you what's up. We've come up with a package for you, mate, to make you stay.
I like your package.
Okay, it's a big package. Okay, here
well,
it comes.
Well, you know, comparatively speaking,
here
yes.
Here it comes. You can have a dump override button for those times that Kevin, in his dour, humorless Caledonian way, cuts off great calls.
Yeah, he sucks.
That can go. Okay, you can have the producer of your choice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can have Polaroids of Nelly when she got her hat blown.
Excuse me?
And here
Paul,
it comes.
Paul, don't repeat that.
Here it comes. Here it comes, right? I know you'd run over Virgin, but you can have Yusuf Carol McGiffin twice a month. What do you say?
That's a deal I can't accept. I'm sorry.
Oh, Nick, don't leave us.
Going.
It won't be the same.
Oops, wrong button.
Listen, you're ready, Nick.
Damn.
Yes, storm clouds gather over Europe as the nation mourns Nick Abbott's departure from Talk Radio.
Hey.
Britain's fastest growing station called Talk Radio, called Talk Radio.
You're good at this. You should be on the radio with that kind of material. Have you ever considered a career in show business?
No, I'm going to stick with Talk Radio. They've been good to me. Nick, we're going to miss you, but I know you'll come back soon.
I'll come back for the parties. I'll be the only presenter at the parties. Why do presenters not show up for parties here?
Well, because the drag is, it's like a 24-hour station, and they used to, when I was doing the week day breakfast, they would always have the parties like Tuesday night and midnight. Yeah, it's no good to me. No good to James Whale. You were always doing one of your millions of other gigs around the place. So the only person who'd ever be there, you'd get Scott Chisholm there, but he'd never remember it, and Anna Rayburn just looking for a friend.
You're bad.
Nick, I learnt it from a master, mate. We're going to miss you.
All right, well, it was Paul Wright. Hey, what have you got on the show tomorrow?
We've got Julian Clary.
Oh, he's very good.
And we've got Cal McGiffin, and I must go and read my notes.
Is Julian Clary on tape, or is he coming in live?
He's better on tape, I feel. He's much better on tape, so he's on tape.
He's on tape.
McGiffin met up with him.
Yeah.
Which should be an interesting encounter.
Yeah.
In the week as well, she met up with Patrick Stewart, you know, the actor who plays the lead in Star Trek Next Generation.
Uh-huh.
Do you know his character name, Nick?
Captain Picard.
Yeah. Carol said to him, what's it like playing Captain Jean-Luc Picardy?
I know.
Okay? What can you do with her?
She's been on the show already, disgracing herself. she came in with her stilettos and her friend and her fingers smelled of fish. And
don't encourage him.
They did.
Was it a male or female?
Oh, no.
It was a female friend and she was in her pyjamas. I don't know what was going on there. They were both wearing berets.
Was it her female friend Lou?
No.
Oh,
you should check out Lou. Kev certainly would enjoy because she's got the biggest whack.
Blimey, you're all right. I mean, you've probably got like a long-term contract, and radio is the least of your current concerns. Yeah. If you got long-term TV, what are you doing about like 12, 20 shows on TV at the moment?
Well,
I've just said
hello and goodbye to Ian Collins, so Kev knows where I've been.
Every time television, it's Paul Ross. So you can toss away your career in radio and you don't care about it, but I have to maintain some sort of opprobrium.
You know better than anyone, I am just a prostitute.
That's a dreadful thing to say about yourself, Paul. Don't put yourself down, you're a very high-class prostitute. Let's go out for a drink on Thursday.
We'll do it.
All right. It was Paul Ross, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I was just pack up and go home now.
Why was he talking to Ian Collins?
I don't know. Why were you talking to Ian Collins?
Kev knows. It was a challenge, Kev.
Oh, is he there now?
Yep.
What time does he take a break? Let's call him. I'm serious. Let's call Ian Collins.
He's on TV at the moment.
He is. He's doing sterling work for one of the cable channels.
Really?
So, yeah, we could be on live with him.
It's 3-2-1 on tonight, Paul.
And just the people in this studio would double his audience.
Oh!
Right, we're going to get Ian Collins on the phone.
Okay. Listen, Paul, I'll see you later. And it was a beautiful radio moment.
Take it easy, Nick.
It was probably the last word you'll ever say on this station.
Wow.
He is a very bad man. And he shouldn't even be on the air with that kind of... He does the breakfast show? Do people around here understand what kind of person they have doing the breakfast show? Children could be listening to that show. Him saying WAPs on the air. What does that mean, by the way?
Oh, you don't want to know.
Well, he's sending a picture in the post, and it's like coming by fax. He's pressing himself onto the photocopier as I speak. 0500 1053 89. It's a free call. Are we doing a break now? No, later, later. So here's a call, some of football call in Leighton Buzzard. Hello, Ellie.
Hello.
Ellie.
Yeah?
Ellie.
Yeah?
Speak to me. Was that it?
Wait a minute. I'm here.
I know you are.
Yeah.
That's just where I want you to be.
Yeah. And you, why do they call you Sick Boy?
Not me. Sick Boy is the bloke who answers the phone. They call they call him Sick Boy, or rather I do, because...
Why?
One evening, we went out for a drink, and I was working somewhere else, and I said, come into the building and wait for me. And I'm waiting. And I thought, well, he's not coming. So I go out of the building, and he's like literally crouching on the pavement outside.
I've been there.
And and I thought, oh... Blimey. And I thought that maybe he'd like had an overdose, or he was like there was something like deeply, deeply wrong.
Uh-huh.
And so I said, well, we'll get a cab.
Yeah.
With literally within 10 yards of this cab moving, he did the great psychedelic yodel.
Oh!
All over, like, and seriously, it was just more. You couldn't believe that one person could hold so much honk. It was disgusting. And so I thought, oh, blind, the cab driver's, you know, virtually killing himself. And with every 10-yard movement, up it would come again. The fountain in Geneva doesn't produce as much as he was doing. It was everywhere.
Wonderful.
So that's why we call him Sick Boy, because of his emetic abilities every time he, you know, goes into public transport. He sees soft furnishings and honks.
Oh, I'm sorry.
In fact, he has a bumper sticker on the back of his car. I honk for soft furnishings.
Really? Oh, dear. Right, England.
England.
Right.
Findaloo.
Now, I work in a betting shop.
Do you?
Uh-huh. Independent. And I think they're doing the same as Arsenal. Arsenal flew and then lost two and then come back with a strong win, didn't they?
So you think they were
England
just kidding
are
today?
The underdogs.
You think
and I do.
Really?
I really do.
You think it's all going to come out well in the end?
I certainly do. Definitely. But also, you gave that Glenn the cone.
Yeah.
I needed that for the garden.
Why would you need a cone for the garden?
I've just done my garden all up, and I needed one little focal point. Do you think Glenn will give me one of his garden benches?
If you mention my name, when you order it, he'll give it to you at the regular price.
Will he?
Yeah. And the best of luck to you, Ellie.
Thank you very much. Will you do one thing for me, Nick?
I very much doubt it.
Oh, please.
Go on.
Will you say goodnight to my grandson, Justin?
Goodnight to your grandson, Justin.
In Onley. Please.
In Onley.
Yeah, K-Wing. Please.
Oh, K-Wing. Oh, right. He's actually inside.
Uh-huh.
For, is he innocent? Was he fitted up?
No, he wasn't.
He was
but
guilty.
He'll be out a week on Monday.
Okay, well, the best of luck to you and...
I know they listen to you.
The straight and narrow and all that jazz.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ellie.
Thank you.
Bye. I'm always very big inside. Prisoners, I love this show. I used to do a show in another place, and I used to mention prisons, and they used to go mad at the mention. They would be banging the bars and banging the little trays. Because they get, do they not get food on trays? Little tin trays.
And tin cups, so they can run up and down the bars.
Yeah, that's right. And I would just like mention places, and they would go berserk. Like they would just be screaming and yelling. I'm very big inside. If only I was big, down there.
It's funny you should mention that. Mm-hmm. Nahum from Parts Unknown Facts to say, dear Nick, you were talking about the old show as well. I know where the mad baker boy from Romford is.
Really?
It will come as no surprise to you that he is in prison. I think for murder or something.
Really?
Apparently.
Wow.
And it says, seeing as it's your last show, try and explain how the 7-second delay works. No.
Yeah. Probably not, no. It works, as when I press this button, then the previous 7 seconds disappear.
Nick Abbott on Talk Radio. Free call 0500 1053 89.
Oh. Okay,
here.
It's your last chance.
I'm ready.
Would you like a plum or a pear?
Well, after all these months of resting with my inner soul, I think I'll have both.
Both?
Thank you.
There's not much music left.
Thank you. Do you know, Nick, I never thought I'd get to get all that in one hand. Thank you.
Shake 'em.
It's a bit difficult, actually, because I've been in the shower. I need to dry off a bit. They're lovely, aren't they?
I always like to shake them after a long hot bath myself.
Well, you know, it's the dog in you.
No. No.
I heard all your fan phoning up tonight.
All of my fan, yeah.
All your fan, and saying, it's wrong. I'm going to miss you.
You can't smile without me? Is that what you're saying?
But it's not as easy. Now you know
why. Ah, yes. The home of beautiful music. This is
Talk
Radio.
Thank goodness for that.
So what's up tonight?
I've got a very strong feeling we're going to be talking about Northern Ireland.
Oh, don't.
I know. Just feel it in my water. It's going to happen. But I've got 2 hours of fascinating stuff before then. Yep. We're also going to be talking about partnerships as well, because I love the thought of partnerships, because there's business partnerships, there's romantic partnerships, there's all sorts of alliances that people form. And always in their mind is the thought, this other person, can I trust them? And if you think about it, there aren't that many things we do that aren't affected by a partnership. For example, you and your agent, me and my agent. A partnership.
How is your agent?
Breathing.
Working strongly, you know, vigorously on your behalf?
Working vigorously, yes.
Really?
Yes.
When was the last time he got you a job?
A cheque, because actually I was thinking of.
Well, the cheque's easy.
They don't do much, actually, agents, so I don't believe. They just sit there and say, oh, I don't know, I'll have to ask him.
Yes.
And you phone them, and they're at lunch.
Always.
Always.
Always out.
In fact, they have a separate line, my representatives, to a well-known three-letter word restaurant in London.
Ivy.
That's the one. They live there. And I don't mind that, but I'm paying for it.
Yeah, that's right, yes.
How was lunch? 25. Oh, we had a great time. Oh, good.
Yes. Tip them on my behalf.
That's
right,
yes. We did.
So, you got our...
Yeah, we've got partnerships. We've got also got numerology to start with.
Yeah.
And advice on changing your transportation. I noticed you haven't got the Aston Martin yet.
I can barely afford a weekly bus pass, let alone an Aston. I dribble when they go by. But no, it's way out of my price league. I don't understand how people can afford cars like that. I mean, how much money would you have to be earning to afford a 75 grand car? I don't get it.
More than that.
Well, whatever. I mean, you know, okay, say it's...
85.
Well, yeah, 85. I mean, to throw away 85 grand on a car, you'd have to be earning at least 185, right?
And it's only got 2 doors.
That's bizarre. I was couldn't figure that out. How come cars get more expensive the fewer doors they have?
Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah, you think they'd be more expensive with more doors.
4 doors, you'd think, oh, more?
Yeah.
More doors?
That's right.
More money.
Mm-hmm.
Because 2 more locks.
And 2 more doors.
2 more hinges.
And two more doors.
Yeah. More money. Oh, no.
We have...
Oh, here it is.
We had some of that last week, didn't we, mate?
Yeah, we did. It was very pleasant, actually. It's the nice thing about it, I thought, was that...
It was free.
It was in our budget, yeah.
Would you like a glass, mate?
No, not when I'm working, but thank you very much for asking. I should be delighted to sniff the cork there. That'll be all right.
There'll be nothing in it.
No.
Just a glass.
Just a glass. Very
all right,
calm.
Oh, blimey, we've only got 10 minutes to go. Right, so...
So that's all coming up. Uh-huh. You're going to have a glass of lemonade.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of them to do that for you?
No, I bought this myself.
He lied.
No, I bought this myself.
Yeah, sure.
I did. I bought this myself.
And now it's going all over the floor.
Well, you think that the station provided this?
No.
The going away present, or my unpleasant crew in there? They provided actual champagne.
Because they love you to pieces.
Yeah,
they,
right.
They thought, Nick's going.
Yeah, they only like me when money is involved. Okay, so we're going to go for a break. We're going to come back and we're going to do everything that we are going to do.
Good luck, Nick.
There it is.
Nick Abbott on Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we're going to have... to really start speeding up now. Here is Hazel in Norfolk. Hello, dear.
Oh, hello, Nick.
Oh, hello.
It's confused of Norfolk.
You are?
It's confused of Norfolk.
Okay.
Because when I spoke to you the last time, I asked you, I said, I hope you were going to come to Radio Norfolk, and you said you got the wrong station. Do you remember? Anyway, I just want to say you've been wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And we love you, love you, love you.
And you can't smile without me?
Lovely.
Okay, stop singing, Hazel.
You've been wonderful. You really have. Even though I'm an oldie.
How old are you?
72.
You are 72. You're not even on our list here.
No, I'm right off. I'm off the edge of the world.
Age 65 plus listening to this show is but 11%, which means probably age 70 plus, you're it.
Well, I know. You've been wonderful. Absolutely. You've kept me young, and I hope you'll soon return.
Well, who knows? Who knows what might happen? But
I shall listen, you know, to those other people as well sometimes.
But there are no repeats on this show. I mean,
you know what you are before you married. I shall listen to that station occasionally.
Yeah. Okay.
You take care, anyway, my love.
You'll be the only 70-plus listening to that station too.
You're wonderful.
Thanks, Hazel.
Take care now.
Here's a person in Merthyr Tydfil called Tony. Hello.
Oh, sorry, you haven't caught me on my tea. Anyway, can I have a go at the
M
game, please?
Can I persuade you to do the butt challenge instead?
Oh, no, because I know I won't get all them.
Butt.
Sean Bolger.
Butt.
Anna Rayburn.
Butt.
Callum McGiffin.
Butt.
Mike Allen.
Butt.
Paul Ross.
Butt.
Oh, Scotchism.
We have a winner!
Yes!
Coaching! Coaching!
Yeah!
What do you want, Tony? You want a shaking pear, a shaking pear, a shaking plum,
yeah,
or the cup that goes fart? Like that.
I love the pear, please.
He wants the pear. He's on line two. We have a wiener, baby.
That lasted a long time.
I'm giving away all of my accoutrements. Here's a call in Manchester. Hello, Andrew.
Yeah, hello, Nick.
Andrew.
I want the other prize that he hasn't won.
Okay, how do you want to win it?
Do
you have a tidbit of talent?
It's just you haven't sent us the sausage that I won a while back.
You want a sausage?
Yeah. How was the call about dog's eggs?
About dog's egg? Oh, dog's eggs.
Yes.
Okay, well, I've got two sausages and a fried egg left. We only got the best prizes. We've got cups that fart, we've got pears that you shake, and plastic fried eggs and sausages. That's the kind of fessional show we are over here.
I want cups that fart.
We're going to... You can't have that because you're going to have the sausage. Now, would you like one or two sausages?
Two, please.
You could have one sausage that you actually use, and you could have a spare.
Thank you.
All right, he's on... can I hold two lines at the same time? Is Sick Boy getting this stuff down quickly?
Just put it back on hold.
All right, he's on three. He gets whatever the hell it was he said he was going to get, a sausage. What the hell is he going to do with a plastic sausage, for crying out loud?
Do you have any instructions?
Yes, I'll send them with it. Here's call in Plymouth. Hello, Rachel.
Oh, hello, Nick.
Rachel.
I just wanted to say thanks very much, and I can't believe you're going.
Oh, thank you, Rachel.
I don't know what we're going to do without you now.
You're going to suffer, dear.
Yeah. I think you need to send me one of your fart cups, actually.
One of my fart cups?
Yeah.
What will you do for it?
Well, I don't know, because it's your comedy sound effects that's kept us going, see?
There's nothing funny about my sound effects.
Well, no, I'm just saying it's your comedy sound effects
that's
kept us going.
There's nothing funny about my sound effects. At all, in fact. Nothing amusing about this.
Okay.
Do you have a tidbit of talent? Do you have anything you might want to lay on us?
I can give you a bit of a sort of joke.
A sort of joke. Okay, go ahead.
Grow your own dope, Quanta Man.
I'm sorry, baby, but you are a loser. But thanks for playing our game. Here's one in Bury. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Mark.
Hi, Nick. Enjoyed your show, mate.
Thanks.
Thanks, mate. Just say, before the rules that you had about women.
Yeah.
Look after the men, you forgot the number one rule.
Which is?
What does women stand for?
What does women stand for?
We obey men's every need.
That's what Carol says. And why is Nelly putting his hand up and laughing?
Oh, oh man, what's her name? She'll dump me. She will dump you.
I imagine that because Nelly is the choir boy who goes out, who's been going out with a French girl with a pierced tongue who doesn't wear underwear. I imagine that she is the master of that little relationship. She probably manacles you to the bed and. Well, we'll be drawing a diagram for the ladies and gentlemen, just distributing it at will.
So you've met her then?
Yeah.
Is she a looker?
She's a very good-looking woman, yeah.
Wow.
I know, what are the odds on that? Here's one in Birmingham. Hello, Derek.
All right, Nick.
Derek.
I'm just so happy to be talking to you, first of all. Just like to say that. I reckon the show's been going fine tonight. I don't know why you're bothering leaving.
Because they're insisting upon it.
Well, who's that then? I want to sort them out, you know.
Sort them out, get them sorted.
Yeah. Who do you reckon's going to win the World Cup, mate? Because I thought you know quite a lot about things. So
I know nothing about football, but my guess is Brazil.
Brazil?
Yeah.
So sprained in pressure then?
I've in many and various different ways, but I've seen them playing in the airport on the advert, and man, they can juggle a ball like you wouldn't believe. Here is one in Pinner. Hello, Sally.
Hello.
Sally.
Yeah. Hello, yeah?
Sally.
Hello. Am I speaking to you?
Yes, Sally.
Oh, I'm sorry, Nick. I'm far away. Listen, it's the first time I've heard you on the programme. I don't normally listen to the station, and the guy tells me on the switchboard it's your last show.
My last show.
Why?
Does that fill you with happiness?
Oh! Happiness.
That's all we want, happiness.
Okay, well, listen.
No, but what's happening to you, and why are you going off?
I'm going because my contract has come to the end. It's the end of the football season. I was contracted to
rubbish,
the end of the football
season.
It wouldn't give me happiness to continue.
Happiness.
You are a loser, baby, so why don't we kill you?
I'm a loser, baby. So why don't you kill me?
Gotta go.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, these are genuine contestants' answers from the ITV game show Family Fortunes. How long have we got?
We're not long.
Okay, we have Kev has produced a marvellous end-of-show moment, which we are working up till now. Actual, genuine contestants' answers from the ITV game show Family Fortunes. Item... Oh, I'm not even on the right page. Oh, item of clothing worn by the Three Musketeers. A horse. Something with a hole in it. A window. Something people might be allergic to. Skiing.
What?
Something associated with pigs. The police. A non-living object with legs. A plant. Something red. My cardigan. To a contestant who is a soup salesman, a food that can be easily eaten without chewing, he said chips. A dangerous race. The Arabs. Something that floats in the bath. Water. Something in the garden that's green. The shed. And something you open other than a door. Your bowels. Bye-bye.
This is the end.
It's Talk Radio. I'm Nick Abbott, and we are doing whatever it is that we do. What do we do?
It's a nothing program, but it's funny.
Now, the end is near.
Hallelujah!
So I face that final curtain.
Do you tend to attract a lot of weirdos?
My friend, I'll make it clear.
Where would we be without the Nutters?
I'll state my case. Of which I am certain.
Don't try this at home.
I've lived a life that's full.
As they say in Spain, molto grandi, pupi panti.
I traveled each and every highway.
Do we really deserve this rubbish?
Well, you do.
And more, much more. I did it my way.
Well, now he's throwing me into a spin. Now I don't know what to do. You people really suck. Doesn't he speak funnily? What is this show about, by the way? What an idiot. somebody stop me.
Why have you got me on the air?
Management are thinking that about this whole show.
What did you put me on hold for that, like, 3 years for?
I don't know, I'll check. I'll put you on hold. Say goodbye.
Whoa, where are you going?
The Nick Abbott Show.
Across the UK, on 10:53 and 10:89 AM, this is Talk Radio.
I'm Nikki Harvey. There's been a resounding yes to the Northern Ireland peace deal. 71% have voted to accept the Stormont settlement.